This is Angie from The Rocking Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Spaz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience. We highly recommend it. We'll see you there.
People need to laugh in a time where he was ahead of his time. From a place called the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant. Some might say he's a goofball. The ladies just say he's a god. We just say he's crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy J and all his craziness. Plus special guests. And the Crazy 8 Countdown, coming to you live from the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant next to Dumpster 3, right here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And now, here's Crazy J!
Thank you very much. I gotta say, it feels pretty good to be back. And, you know what? The rumors are not true. We have returned. I know there's many of you out there right now going, oh no, how can my life get any worse? I thought the show was over. No, we're back. We're back, baby, and better than ever. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, that 2 weeks off did me good. I gotta tell you, I'm feeling pretty good. And now, it's time to split your sides. I'm gonna make this show so good today, you might possibly spit milk out of your nose. Out of your nose! And it'll be even better if you're not drinking milk and it shoots out of your nose. Did I say spit? I think I said I'm gonna make spit. You spit milk out of your nose. Wow. Whatever. It's crazy! Anyway, we are back, and it feels good to be back. And we've got an awesome show, a powerhouse show for you. And I just want to, you know, if you're at work, just kind of, you know, keep the speakers low. You know, we don't want you getting in trouble with the boss. What are you doing over there? You're supposed to be looking at TPS reports.
I am, but I was listening to the Spaz sing a beautiful rendition of Creep. A
lot of comments about that, people. People wanting to know if we are going to release that as an MP3. And it's going to be Paul's decision. Anyway, so, you know, we don't want you getting fired, you know. We want you to laugh at the maximum possibility that you can. But don't lose your job. And if you're not listening at work, laugh away. Tell your friends, oh, my God, these guys are mental patients. You know, spread the word. We're loving it. And, again, it feels good to be back. I am Crazy J, if you didn't know. And, I'm up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And, I went to the Great Basin on my break, and I think the altitude is just about the same. I'm not quite sure. But, I do bring you the show each and every week, except for when I'm on vacation, from the padded walls of my electronic sandbox, which is located next to Dumpster 3 in the Neon City, people. The Neon City. I guess the two week break did me good. Came up here, dusted some stuff off, got rid of some, you know, spiders and things because we were gone so long. Fired up the 2.5 watt transmitter and was like, "Let's do it, people! Let's freaking do this!" And do what? Do what? That's what you're thinking? The radio show.
This is Dr. Demento, and Crazy J is okay.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show up here on the 44th floor, because I don't do this show by myself. That's why I was gone for 2 weeks. Angie left. Paul left.
Dude.
Hey, you know.
Now we're back.
We're back.
We got a great show today.
We have an excellent show today, dude.
Anthony Cools is going to be here. This guy is so cool. Just I'm going to...
Oh, with a last name like Cools.
I'm just
going to put you in the office.
I'm going to ride around in one of my many exotic cars and pick up women and... play Flip Cup. Just be badass. Also, Steve Connolly, he's waiting to come in.
Excellent.
Awesome Elvis impersonator or tribute artist. We'll find out which one is which. And he also performs on Show Bus of the Stars, so we know him for that. And a longtime friend of mine that hasn't been on the show in a long time, Travis Shred.
Oh, that sounds exciting, man. I mean, we have an Elvis impersonator. You have another funny. We have great music on the show tonight,
yeah.
As well as, you know, Anthony Cool's awesome hypnotist, and we have Angie back with the news.
Yay.
That's right, and we'll see if we can get Anthony to participate in. I can't get behind that.
That sounds fantastic.
Which I should point out that you can now get I Can't Get Behind That T-shirts in the Rockin' Comedy Show store.
Of course. Of course you can. You know, I'm always the last to find out.
We know who reads Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, he was busy in Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm just getting over there. Just heading over to Nebraska, man. Give me some time to recuperate.
Dial up internet.
He's like, Monday
I got on Friday.
Yeah, dude, Nebraska was crazy, people. If you were keeping up, I mean.
Was it fun?
Not really.
Were you bullshitting us?
No, I
got there having a great time.
He had like the time of his life.
No.
He's trying to play it down.
No, not at all. I mean, a fair
time. He said me one day, he's like, God, Nebraska. And I was like, I'm at Disneyland. Don't ruin my time.
Yeah. Trust
you're ruining my time right now.
Nebraska is like a poor man's Disneyland with lots of cows and chickens. You know, I saw a 900-pound pig with testicles the size of my head.
Nice.
And I was like, damn, there is a big ball.
Right.
And I looked at it, I was like, God, that pig's got some big necks. That dude's pent up. I mean, but that was the highlight of my... my
seeing the pig balls.
Seeing some.
Yeah.
It's a 900-pound boar with testicles the size of my head. Great. Not to mention they don't smell very good, those animals, all of them. Because it's all like, who wins first prize? First prize ribbon over here at Nebraska State Fair. Don't forget your cloggers.
Were the crowds good? Were they like, look at that guy over there playing guitar?
No, no. It was like, what the hell is that boy doing with his mouth?
He can do other things with his mouth. Why is he wasting his talent with that?
You know, and honestly,
sure
there were some okay crowds. But for the most time,
is
when
he
I
Mexican,
honestly, I was
why
the darkest
is that boy
person
so
there.
Dark?
It was. I was the darkest the person
Italians?
There.
One of them Italians.
God, you guys. It was honestly predominantly white America. Everybody pretty much looked the same in their overalls, and plaid shirts, and suspenders, and. Like, everybody just upped and went, like, you know what? It's a Walmart shopping day.
Why don't you go to that Walmart store?
Yeah, they have some fancy clothes there.
It's funny, because I went camping on the Great Basin, and we get to the bottom of the 50 highway there going into the Great Basin. Cell phone coverage completely gone.
Yeah, there was
completely gone. And we pull into this little town that looks like the little town out of Cabin Fever. Where there are just, 40 people that live in this town. And we go into the store.
Kill your dog.
We go into the store to ask the lady, hey, where can we get some cell phone coverage? And she's like, cell phone coverage? You ain't going to get that in this town. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's like a horror movie.
I live in it's called Grand Island. The Grand Island, they usually these state fairs are held in Lincoln, but this is the first year it was held in Grand Island. Well, you're going to be. The big headliner was Martina McBride. They had some really big acts, and I was out there at the tent outside of Martina McBride, big, huge stadium. I was like, yep, I'm unofficially opening for Martina McBride, outside with the pigs and the pony rides. That's great. That's fantastic. But there are some things that you don't get to see, like these huge combines. They look like freaking space shuttles. And it's like, holy crap. I'll tell you right now, it was a lot of corn. And a lot of corn-fed people.
Did you ever want to run backwards in a cornfield?
Honestly, I could have. And I tell you, I was one of the smallest people there. There was
if you perform at the Nebraska State Fair using an electric guitar and it's only your mouth, you might
be a redneck.
Good
Lord. I felt like one, man. They have this one great place in Grand Island that I have to mention. That if you ever are in Nebraska and in Grand Island, there's a place called the Chicken Coop that they had the most awesome beer you have ever tasted. That was the only saving grace of Nebraska.
Sounds like it should be a brothel. The Chicken Coop.
That's a chicken ranch here.
I know.
It's like a chicken ranch here in Vegas. Totally different things. The food was fantastic. Great sports bar. You get out there and handcrafted cream soda and root beer. Awesome. The beer, stouts, the wheat ale, the wheat ambers were just fantastic. So if you are ever in Grand Island, not during the Nebraska State Fair, go check out the Chicken Coop.
There ain't no cell phone service here. Like, they could be, and it would be like a movie.
You ain't going to call no one, boy.
I was waiting for Jason Voorhees to pop out of the trees. And
ain't nobody going to hear you scream here. You sure got a pretty mouth.
Happen here. I mean, it was weird. Like, you're driving into the campground area, and they have, like, this old rusted-out car, and they have this skeleton head of a horse. And you get closer, and they have skeleton legs of the horse driving this car.
They ain't got shit to do.
Is bored.
They ain't got nothing to do. We don't get no cable out here, but
Hey, old Nicholas Horse Dad, what do you want to do with it?
Okay, but you guys got Wi-Fi, but you don't got cell phone. You don't need cell phone service. All right.
You got that fancy smancy internet. That's enough.
Can I send an email for help?
Oh, man, it was a hell of an experience, and
he was having a miserable time. I went to Disneyland.
Right, I was in Florida.
Florida.
I played tourist over the weekend.
Yeah, screw y'all.
Oh, yeah, she... You know what she also did on vacation?
What?
Went to Vegas.
I went to Las Vegas on vacation.
She played the role of tour. That's how bored she was.
We even posted on Facebook. We're like, Vegas, here we come!
Honestly, that would have been...
We had a hotel room.
Yeah, we did. She didn't have to drive anywhere.
Man. I would have killed for that.
And it's funny how many people...
We'll see some shows like that Anthony Cool fella.
I've heard he's awesome.
I heard he makes you hump furniture and gives you an orgasm.
I heard the Rockin' Comedy Show really likes that show.
Man. So it's good, but it's definitely great to be back because we have a lot of great things going on.
But you know what I love,
Hooters,
though?
We haven't done a show since our first Hooters event.
Well, yeah, we did it.
We've done a couple now, and they're doing awesome there. We just need more people, more ladies to come out and sing.
More ladies, more
Angie,
guys.
I do sing.
We need more ladies.
Yeah, you
got to
stop bringing your dude friends around, man. Yeah. I mean, why do you, you're surrounded.
Wait,
you have,
this is going to be your defense. I have more guy friends than
I have girlfriends.
I do, you know I do.
Yeah, aren't you looking at...
My lady friends are a different type of friend.
Are they?
They're the gay types.
I mean, even gay types is fine. Anything, but you know, I don't want it just to be, you know, this big sausage fest every time you come and hang out with us. That's not my style.
Well, we are having it at Hooters.
Yeah, having it at Hooters. At least there are good-looking women at Hooters.
But you know what I love about what happened this last time at Hooters?
What?
After Paul's gone in Nebraska this whole time, what's the first song he sings when he gets back?
Country.
Yeah. Country song.
I was like, you bitch, for 10 minutes you're not in Nebraska, and you hit us up with a
I've always been a country fan, people. Always been a country fan. You don't have to be, even though you don't grow up in Nebraska. Country.
We had fun, though. The one time you weren't there, we had Michael Sparks from Stardust Fallout filling in, and we didn't really even have to go up to the mic that much, because they were just requesting songs one after another.
That's what it's all about.
Michael actually filled out a stack of them and didn't even have to use them.
Yeah, he filled out like 8. Did a couple air guitar moves.
You know, because he does that really, really well. You know, air guitar champion.
He does. Gail was impressed. You met her the other night.
Gail, she can sing her ass off. That was fantastic. She's fantastic.
She's awesome.
But you know, it's one of those things where we let everybody know we're doing this every Tuesday until the 24th.
21st.
Even better. And doing this,
this is better.
Doing this all the way to the 21st. And stay tuned because to the website because we have a lot of cool events coming up. I think we have another big event coming up on the 26th.
You mean like this spaz?
What?
What is that?
This is honestly, this is a fantastic event that I'm a part of. It's a charity event that the Rockin' Comedy Show is going to be a part of. It's called the Las Vegas Acapella Summit, and it's the fifth year running right now. And it's all about teaching these high school kids. They all get to perform for each other, doing contemporary acapella music. We have great groups that are going to be awesome that are going to be there. A group called Face, the group Noteworthy, a group called Mosaic. And I'm going to be out there hosting and jamming and really making this a great community event. And I'm inviting all our listeners to come check it out. There are some awesome acts. Come on there. It's actually, come on the October 2nd is when the main concerts are. October 1st are the high school concerts. And during the day, I do a lot of clinician work, and I get out there and do clinics teaching kids how to perform as a performance coach. And there are other clinics there teaching vocal percussion, stage design, direction, light, sound design, all these things that giving these kids an outlet to express themselves and letting them know that here in Vegas and Nevada that there are places you can go to really thrive as an artist in giving these kids the necessary tools to succeed in the long run.
Yeah. So is there going to be beer there?
I don't. Probably not. Probably not, but you can go check it out on the Las Vegas Acapella Summit, and it's check me out on Facebook. I'll have it updated on my site as well as we'll have stuff updated here on the website for the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Right on. You're going to be here with the news. That's exciting.
Yes, I'm back.
That's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, also, if you are interested in maybe sponsoring the event, if you listen to the show and you want to donate to a really great cause, set up a booth, and let these kids know they have another outlet that they can get out there, perform in here in Las Vegas to do something constructive. Because honestly, with all the budget cuts in high schools and all grade schools, the first thing to go is the arts. So that's what this is for, to once again give these kids more opportunities beyond the budget cuts to succeed and to have their dreams of being a performer be fulfilled in the long run.
No, I think it's going to be a great event. You're going to be there, right?
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Be out there.
Can you say believably and sexy?
Yes, Jay, I'll be there.
Also, we have other people are going to be there. VegasTalents.com is going to be there. Stardust Fallout's going to be there, having their booth. And like I said,
want to point out one more time how badass Iggy really is.
Iggy is a badass.
Iggy's badass, and he just comes empty. He just never comes empty-handed. He's ready to party.
Yeah, the guy, he's solid, man. He's solid. He's awesome. I enjoy hanging out with him. Good people. Yeah, like there's beautiful things on the horizon.
Iggy, if you're listening, that should give me a free trip somewhere in your helicopter.
He's got a helicopter?
Yeah, you know, joke. He said that when he was here.
He's got a helicopter?
Yeah, he's got a helicopter.
That's crazy.
He could have flew you to Nebraska.
He's got a helicopter?
He has a helicopter.
So what you're saying?
Damn,
he has a helicopter.
All right, then.
There was one time he says, I'm getting my helicopter and I'm going to go have dinner on the Santa Monica Pier. You want to go? I was like, no, I can't, but yeah, thanks for the offer.
Yeah, you
right?
know, because, I always get I'm going to go get in my...
He goes, because I'm Iggy. I'm like, oh.
Oh, there we go, there it is.
Excuse me while I jump into my freaking Honda Element, biatch.
No wonder you and Anthony Cools are friends.
Good Lord. No, Iggy Magana is fantastic.
Say it again.
Magana, Iggy Magana. Good guy. Please, if you have aspirations to be an actress, actor, you have a band, you are an artist of any sort, please go to LasVegasTalents.com and see what they have to offer. They have some really great stuff and some really great people and projects that they're putting out. And you never know. You can honestly maybe fit into one of them.
Yeah. Something we haven't done on the show in a while, comments. What are people saying about the Rockin' Comedy Show?
Oh, God. I hope,
Let's find out, shall
Let's
we?
Let's find out.
I know one.
Gloria writes, hey, Rockin' Comedy Show, what is up with the celebrity prank calls? Did you run out? Man, I could use some more. No, we have not run out. But lately, the show has just been jam-packed. It's like two scoops of raisins.
Two scoops of raisins in every show.
If we don't have time to play them, we can't. I actually do have a stack of them, and I promise you on the next show, we'll have at least two Arnie calls that will bring tears to your eyes. Very funny. The one guy just threatens the hell out of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's fantastic. So we'll have that for you, I promise, next week. This one is from Mexican John. You'll remember him from Hooters. You didn't meet him. It was the week that you were gone.
Is he saying that he can't come play anymore?
He says, the karaoke at Hooters last Tuesday was a lot of fun. And man, can Frankie sing some Prince.
Right?
That dude could scream his
balls
off.
He was bowing down to Frankie.
He was what?
He was like bowing down to Frankie.
He was not only bowing, but he got on his back and put his legs up and spread back.
Wow, I missed quite an evening.
You did.
I really missed quite an evening.
You did.
I was in Nebraska.
Yeah,
probably
again.
Rubbing one out.
Yay.
In my hotel room.
Look, every time he says Nebraska, we should go, oh.
Yeah. Screw you.
Did I mention I was at Disneyland?
Yeah.
I went to Las Vegas.
I was in Nebraska.
I was at Disneyland.
Yay.
All right, what else we got?
Dylan writes, Jay and Spaz, standing, giving you both a standing ovation. The show is awesome. The live events have been totally cool. So, obviously someone local. Or just drunk.
Probably
both. He's like, I was totally there with you last night.
This guy, his name is Maynard. He's probably from Nebraska.
Aww.
I saw Paul at the fair wrestling a pig. No, he didn't.
With some testes as big as his head.
He says, miss you guys. Hurry up from your break. I go 19 straight weeks without taking a break. My God, people. Like, you don't ever call out sick from your job.
Right.
Technically, you only miss two shows. Like, that's it.
Right.
You're like, God, it's been forever.
Crystal writes, Jay, have you ever heard the song Coin Operated Boy? If you can you play it? Yes, I have. And no, I won't. That is the most ridiculous song.
I'm going to have to go get up and get home.
It is so dumb. Dumb enough, somebody made a parody of it called Beer Activated Girl. I will play that one.
That one sounds better than Coin Activated Boy.
I will play Beer Activated Girl. But
that's awesome.
But I will not play Coin Operated Boy. It's ridiculous. Angela Koopster, that's got to be made up, writes, Jay, nice change up. Paul is super sexy. And the show is badass now. I can't get enough. Well, all right.
Yeah, it's a good thing we don't read any of the ones that really suck.
I don't get any of the ones that suck. They never leave them. I have to see them all before they get a post. Mike R. writes, what is coming up on the show and for live events when you return in September?
Lots of cool stuff coming up, people. We have a lot of great things coming up. I think the 26th we have an awesome event, so stay posted.
Another one. You do a lot of rock band karaoke listener parties. Planning on any other type?
Yes.
People, come on.
Stand by.
Yeah, things are just starting to roll. You know.
And like I said, we want all you guys to be a part of them. So that's why this is the big one. Done on the 26th is the big one. You know, we've been doing this karaoke at certain places, but this next one we're pulling out all the stops.
This one is from THC.
Excellent.
He writes, I can't get behind people who work in fast food. And you order. They offer you a large. And you say no. And they say, but it's only 50 cents more. I don't care. I don't want all that food.
Awesome.
There you go. I can't get behind that.
Nice.
We also have Mark Carter who writes, hey, Jay, you should thank Mike for leaving the show. Paul is badass. Love the changes. Love can't get behind that. You know what I can't get behind? I can't get behind people in gas stations who don't pull all the way up to the next pump. Or they park in the pump and they go inside to get drinks or gamble, and then they leave. No gas. But this a-hole just made me wait for his spot. He didn't even need it.
You know what I love here, though, is because we have the slot machines in the gas stations.
Yeah.
That keeps people there, too.
Yeah. That's a good one, though. Can't get behind that.
I can't get behind slot machines and freaking gas station supermarkets.
Well, not even that. I mean, just not even parking going at the all pump. The way up to the most available pump at the gas station. Mm-hmm. And then you have the one in front that's still empty. That irritates me.
I'm getting gas and you can.
JD writes, hey, Jay, wow. Really? The show did get an upgrade. I love it, dude. Freaking love it.
Well, I did it just for you. I did it just for you.
Let's see. We got another one that says episode 126 is badass, best show ever. Saw an earlier comment. Is there an MP3 of the Creep song?
Everybody loves
coming
that one.
Soon. And we coming like I said, soon. we're building we're in the process of building a compilation. So one of these days we'll hear all the songs because we've been having a lot of great musical artists come out here on the show. Jeremiah Studer.
That's right.
Studer. We have a lot of great people coming on out here. We have some great people today.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, when do we get to see these people?
They're coming up.
Excellent. So we'll be back in just hopefully a little bit, and hopefully we get our first guests on here. That'd be awesome.
Yep. And that's going to be I believe Steve Connolly coming in as Elvis.
Excellent.
Yeah. Be good.
All right.
Everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
It's time for a little sing-along, but just for you guys out there, all right? This is called Sensitive New Age Guys, and wherever you are right now, riding in your car or lying on the beach with your Walkman on, please sing along on this song. It'll help you with your male bonding kind of thing. And to help you, I've rounded up every sensitive guy I could find in New York City tonight. So you just sing along with them. Please don't be shy. Who likes to talk about their feelings?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who's into crystals, into healing?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who likes to dress like Richard Simmons?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who are hard to tell from women?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to cry at weddings? Who think Rambo is upsetting? Who tapes something on their VCRs, who's got child on board stickers on their cars. Ooh. Ooh. Whose last names are hyphenated? Who loved three men and a baby, a movie I hated? Whose consciousness is constantly raising? Yet his tax-free income is amazing.
New Age guy.
Who thinks that red meat is disgusting? Who's into UFOs, channeling, and dusting? Who believes us when we say we've got premenstrual syndrome? Who doesn't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom? Lots of guys don't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Guys not into brutal, violent contact sports. Why? Let's ask these sensitive guys right here. Hey, guys. Do you know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom? Oh, good answer, good answer. Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive New Age guy.
Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive New Age guy.
Who's concerned about your orgasm? Wait a minute. You guys said you'd help me out on this song.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we're sensitive, Christine.
We're not that sensitive.
Well, I guess it's more important that they have a
sensitive new age guy
who carries the baby on his back, who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track, who always sings on sing-alongs even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs. I could tell a lot of you guys up there really hated this song. Not all of you sang, but a lot of you did because it was a sing-along and you didn't want to hurt my feelings.
Didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Because you know what that's like. Because you've had your feelings hurt so many times, but you're so sensitive. Yes, you're sensitive.
About the school cafeteria, it's got all the others beat. It sells over 4 million burgers a year. Just think, that's almost 2 pounds of meat. My ice cream sandwich is lukewarm, but my burrito is much too cold. You know, a school cafeteria is the only place to sell artificially colored mold. You know, a school cafeteria believes in mass production. They buy those wild soybeans by the cake. I don't like to complain, but in a school cafeteria, you can buy a taco and get bubonic plague. Today in the school cafeteria, they introduce a brand new malt. It's called Boysenberry Dysentery. These pass the salt. The tuna fish sandwiches will make you ill. The enchiladas are enough to kill. Before you eat, you better make out your will in the school cafeteria today. After 63 years in the business, our cook still hasn't got the knack. And all the food in the school cafeteria comes from care packages that were sent back. Feel your arteries growing hard as you eat another healthy spoonful of lard. It's no matter that the food is so gross, the health department is afraid it comes close. So everybody better hold your nose in the school cafeteria today. So listen very closely, all you girls and guys. Here's a little message to the wise. You better not try that chili surprise in the school cafeteria today. Oh, yeah, in the school cafeteria.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back, and joining us up here on the 44th floor, he is the spirit of the king.
Yeah.
Steve Connolly.
Excellent. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you. It gives me a chance to say thank you. Thank you very much.
We first met on Show Bus of the Stars. And what fun we have had.
The fabulous, the only floating stage in Las Vegas. Sights and sounds all at the same time. The Las Vegas Strip entertain. It's amazing.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
And you know, he actually looks like Elvis. It's pretty scary, people. He was Las Vegas Review Journal's best Elvis for 2006-2007. I mean, how do you keep up with it, man? How do you keep up with the king?
That's it, man. It's crazy. Well, you know, I've been here in town for a little bit of time, and it's nice to see I got staying power.
Hey, you know, it's good. Yes, you do. You do have to. They even made a Cirque show about Elvis.
About Elvis. Elvis is still around.
Elvis is still around.
The Cirque show is good business, you know.
Elvis is everywhere, as Mojo Nixon used to say.
And how long have you been out here as, you know, the spirit of the king?
Actually, trademarked Spirit of the King back in Massachusetts before I... You know, so it's been my Spirit of the King since 1995.
95?
Yeah, that's frightening. I was just a kid. I was like 12. I was wandering around as a little kid. I said, hello, can I sing Elvis songs? No, but I was at the MGM at 96. I worked for Legends in concert in Atlantic City. And I've worked for Legends here in town. With Johnny Stewart really is who brought me to town.
That's great. Excellent.
How does one become an Elvis impersonator?
I guess you think you have to be a fan first, right?
Right. Well, I mean, because I've asked this question to other Elvis impersonators. Or are you an impersonator or a tribute artist?
I'm the guy who started the tribute artist thing. Everybody was an impersonator. I was saying tribute artist way back in 1995. Now, I don't know if I heard it then. I swear to God, we're in Massachusetts. There was only four guys anyway, so in about five states. So I had a snowball's chance, and I was in hell. But no, and I started saying tribute artist. I didn't like the idea of impersonator. I liked the idea of impressionist. I like impressionist.
Sure.
That sounds good. I'm doing an impression.
Right.
But I'm an impersonator. Sounds like I'm lonely, lost, and I don't know who I am. And so I've never liked that phrase, impersonator. And it seems like it's kind of drifting away. Most cats don't dig it. Most of the Elvis guys I know call themselves tribute artists.
I mean, is there like a club that you guys like? When you say most of the Elvis guys that I know don't dig it, it's like I go on Facebook and we all join each other for coffee every morning.
Yeah, it's club ETA.
And yeah, that's the other thing too. The ETA. Yeah, that. Now I had nothing to do with that. People would say, so you don't know the ETAs and estimated time of arrival.
I'm a little bit new to that too, man.
Elvis tribute artists. So it's become a lot of the fans who are Elvis fans or tribute artist fans don't like the phrase impersonator either. So I mean, what do you think about the phrase?
I'm an impressionist. I don't go out there impersonating Michael
drums.
Jackson. You know, and that's
do that
thing.
Drum sound. Do it on the radio.
Oh, I do it all the time. People are like.
Spirit of the king. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, any chance he gets to do that.
Anytime I get to do that, it's nothing but a good thing on the show.
Well, now, he sounded like the scratching record. He sounded like actual drums. Now, are you impersonating the drums? Or are you doing a tribute to the drums? Or are you just...
I'm just an impression.
I don't know, man. I'm doing an impression, man.
He's a drum TA.
A drum
PA. A DGA.
You know, it's one of those things. I agree
with you.
It's a
drum tribute artist.
It's just that in this town, it's gotten pretty much with shows like Legends. You know, it has been a staple in Las Vegas to see those impersonators, people who would do the exact thing as Frank Sinatra,
right.
Garth Brooks, Madonna, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, for God's sake. He's more popular now that he's dead because people want to see the impersonator, not necessarily the impressionist. So, I mean...
That would be the MTA.
MTA.
I guess if there's that much thought behind it, but if someone calls me, I'm not, like, freaked out by it. If you say, hey, I get contracts, and it says in the contract, we'll impersonate Elvis. I sign it and go do the gig.
Gig's a gig, dude. Yeah, you want to get out there and work as long as you can. You've been working since 98, 95?
It says look a lot. Yeah, so as long as, I'm still doing it. So I also do John Travolta. I just did a gig at Studio 54 as Tony Manero. From Saturday Night Fever. So I do the dancing. I lead the crowd.
Can't tell by the way I use my walk.
Thankfully,
awesome.
I don't have to sing it because Travolta didn't sing.
He didn't
dance. I just put on the white suit.
You could pull
and
that off.
I talk
off.
Like
excellent.
This. Hey, it's me, Tony Manero. Hey, guys, give me two slices. You guys are good. Hey, let me hear you. So I do like more of a New York accent when I'm doing.
That's what it takes to be. You know, it takes all kinds of gigs to succeed, and. Especially myself. I mean, I tour around all the time. So it takes... I've done everything from bar mitzvahs to, the Nebraska State Fair.
I've done a Nebraska State Fair. Nebraska.
You did the Nebraska State Fair? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he just got over that punishment.
I just got over that 10 days of purgatory.
The dressing
Nebraska
room was stacks of hay. It was a tent, and then you sat on the hay. Did you get that? The hay
bales? You know, they upgraded since then. I got a Winnebago.
Oh,
any pig racing on the side of the stage, right?
You know, I mean,
where am I going to sit?
Oh, it's like between the cloggers, you know, the act before mine, and you. We were honestly our stage was in between the pig races and the pony rides. At this point, I'm thinking, okay, my career has just taken a very, very wrong turn.
I thought it was a big moment. Truthfully, that's not just Nebraska. Those fairs are all over the country.
Oh yeah,
but if you got the Winnebago, you were a step up for me. I'm hoping that I could get the actual dressing room. Then the big stars come in. I did a fair in Massachusetts, and actually Journey was playing it. I thought, wow, Journey's playing. But they kind of came in, did their thing, and
Right, and they took off.
I've done one in Providence with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I got a Winnebago on that gig.
And that's always good when you get the Winnebago.
Yeah.
You know, they might even bring water to your stage if you're lucky. You know, or feed you out in the back with the pigs in the trough. But, you know.
The first time I ever did Elvis was at the Spencer Fair in Spencer, Massachusetts.
You know, speaking of Elvis, you know, you're an Elvis impressionist. We'd love to hear something, man.
You want to hear something, man?
Yeah, that's right.
I brought my guitar, man, just for this purpose, right? Well, now since my baby left me, so I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, where I will be. Well, I'm so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. Well, I'm so lonely, I could die. Oh, yeah, tell how the tears keep flowing. Well, a desk clerk dressed in black. Oh, they've been so long, lonely. Ever look back, I'll be right. Oh, I'm so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. Oh, I'm so lonely. I could die.
Yeah. That's right. You are listening to Steve Connolly, the Spirit of the King, over here in Las Vegas. Excellent to have you here, man. So, I mean, you do a lot of things. You do your private shows. You share of corporate events, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You do corporate events.
I'll be at the Rio all day tomorrow doing a corporate event.
You know, because everybody wants pictures with Elvis. Get out there and, you know.
I think that contract says that. It says lookalike, it says tribute, and it says impersonate. It says all three.
They're covering their bases.
And
so
they have to wear three different looks, too. They want the blue suede shoes, the pink jacket from Ed Sullivan, which was in black and white, so no one knows it was pink. So you have to be a real expert to know, right?
Well, now we all know.
The blue suede shoes, then they want the gold lame, I think, the red jumpsuit, a white jumpsuit. Because I'll be there for a while, man. I'll be there for a while. I got to meet and greet. I got to mix and mingle. Then I got to do a show.
Chicks must dig that kind of shit. Chicks must really dig that. I mean, come on. She's like, going up there, I was like, dude, I might get to bang the king. It must be a really cool. I mean, I bet some women just really get off on that kind of thing.
Are you a member of the Flying Elvi?
I thought he was going to say, are you a member of the Elvi who've been with
women? Yeah. Come on, it's purely a joke. That kind of a question.
No, I've done a bunch of gigs with the Flying Elvi, but whereas I like the.
You've never jumped?
I've never jumped, no. No, I didn't.
He looks a little bit too smart for that, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No, I'm telling you, I did the Sky Screamer at the MGM a few years ago. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember that, right? It brings you up 25 stories and drops you.
Yeah, that's
right?
Nonsense.
And then you fall to your death, and then it catches you like when you're 10 feet above the ground, and then you swing at 75 miles an hour.
Is that what you did?
I actually did it. And I'm not one of the guys, I don't like roller coasters, but two girls. I had just gotten off the stage as Elvis, so I was a little more cocky. Can I say cocky?
You're like, I wasn't Steve.
I was Elvis when
you're
I
like,
jumped.
That's right, babe. I can do this. I can do this. Don't worry, I'm the king. I'll show my son.
So, two hot-looking girls. I'm squeezing them in both arms because it was like they put you in a parachute outfit with chains on your back.
Right.
And you're like in a harness. They called the safety suit. And then they bring you up, and you're just dangling. You don't feel anything. You're kind of. And you go up, you can hear the noise of the cable pulling you up, that click, 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 click. And then it drops you. So once I get, and the girl's like, and I'm just going. Right. I was using, so I started squeezing the girls. And I never saw those girls after that because I think I squeezed them so hard that the circulation went out of their arms.
So were you screaming louder than the girls?
I was. I was like,
you know, it'd be like
that ride was like wicked. Elvis. I would have screamed like a girl too.
I know. I'd love to get Jay on that ride.
I did that ride.
You did that ride. Now what did you? Am I right? I mean, literally, your bones and your internal organs, everything's going in different directions.
It's just going all over the place.
You feel your spleen pressed against your spine. The volume doesn't come out of your mouth because once the wind hits your mouth and you open your mouth, you're like...
Right.
Because the wind is blowing you in your face. You have no windshield.
I am supposed to jump off the stratosphere with Anthony Cools.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'll definitely have to be there when you guys do that.
And that's 110 stories. The thing I'm crying about was 25 stories.
Right.
You're going to jump off 110 stories.
I'm going to be really drunk when I do it.
The Stratosphere Tower is the tallest observation deck in the United States.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the one in Seattle had been...
It's actually twice the height of the one in Seattle.
Really?
This is 1,160 feet. The Space Needle in Seattle is...
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He's not just Elvis, but he's a plethora of
well,
useless
this is
information.
Shit you learn when you're on show.
You know, I guess so, man. I there's plenty of stuff I'm learning from him right now.
a veritable font of information, baby.
But like, speaking of that, I mean, you don't just do Elvis. You do impressions of John Travolta, but you're also an artist, from what I hear.
I went to art school, graduated from art school.
And look at you now.
My professors even back then said you should spend a little less time on the music, Steve, because when I was in college, I was in bands and playing out.
I bet my mother told me the same thing. You should get a real job.
Get a real job.
It's tough when you're an artist because most people think an artist and a musician pretty much the flakes of society, right? So to have a professor who's teaching you art to tell you to stick more with the art that the music's going nowhere is kind of irony.
At least you have something to fall back on. Yeah. I mean, I only have Jay.
And that ain't very good.
The DJ gig.
That's
well,
right.
I haven't done the DJ gig. Well, if you go to the Southern Nevada Center for the Arts, 1310 3rd Street, Southern Nevada Center for the Arts, and the whole arts district in town. With
it's
First
cool.
Fridays, if you have a chance, it's
they've,
like
yeah,
10,000
really
people.
That a lot.
The last couple of years, it's a big deal. And so I've been there for the past 4 First Fridays. And I have 8 paintings on display. And my paintings are big. They're like as big as that wall. So 8 pictures.
Because, you know, big as that wall, people know that. In radio, that shows up really well. It's as big as the wall in your house.
Well, the plushly appointed studio here, for those of you listening, this plushly appointed studio on the 44th floor.
That's right.
We have a wall here that's about, with several walls. There's at least 4.
No, just one wall.
Just
paint a picture of one wall and a door.
And
I don't know why the door is here. But.
And my paintings are between 5 feet and 6 feet.
That's a pretty good size paintings. I mean, and this is a label.
Because he doesn't know how to paint small.
I don't. I need big brushes.
Elvis only does everything big.
I got to make big brushes, man. I don't have little brushes, man. I got to use a big brush, man.
You know what they say about big brushes.
Really big.
Big paint cans. Anyways.
Big paintings.
Yeah. No, but is it... The kind of stuff that you do, you say it's more realism.
Realism. This series, I mean, for years before I became Elvis, I shouldn't say for years, but when I got out of college, I was kind of singing. You asked earlier what makes you do Elvis. A guy actually said, you know, you sing Elvis songs, you kind of look like Elvis, you should do Elvis. That's really how it happened for me. And I was like, get away from me. I'm going to be a rock star. And just,
hey, I'm still trying to be a rock star, man.
Me too. Me too. But this guy persisted. But at that time, I was doing the band, I was doing the parents, whatever I could do to pay the bills. And murals, portrait painting, graphic design, whatever. I'd design your business card. I'd paint a mural. I remember one time in this house, I painted like a floral arrangement on some people's staircase in like Sturbridge, Massachusetts, a colonial. You know, so there's little houses, little this. So if you walked up the flight of stairs in that house, you saw little scenes on every step. And, you know, it paid the bills. And I remember thinking, this is kind of weird, man, my painting on. People are kicking it every day. They're going to kick up the stairs. But anyway, that's the kind of thing I did. And then this guy talked me into doing Elvis and literally...
I mean, was it because you said you were in bands before, was it always the Elvis thing? Or did you rock out to other things, blues, rock and roll?
Even the Elvis stuff I did back then was more heavy metal. I kind of did Jailhouse Rock because Motley Crue did Jailhouse
Rock.
But when I couldn't sing it, like, don't do the body in the county jail. So I remember at the time...
That's just how he sang it in Motley Crue, right?
That's exactly how he sang it.
Don't do the body in the county jail.
That
that's
like
bad.
Neil, yeah.
Is that close?
Vince Neil. It's awesome.
I did that for a few nights, but then you can't sing the next day. You know, you blow your voice up.
So I'm with you on that one.
I started to learn more like the Elvis version.
Like, love me tender, you know.
So even Elvis is Jailhouse Rock, because if you sing it exact every night, it's kind of screaming. So,
yeah, Elvis definitely screamed.
He screamed
his balls off. No. But, you know, why don't you do something that, a little bit more on the softer tone of things.
Something softer. Here we go.
You know, something everybody knows.
But not that one. No, I'm just
kidding.
Play something real pretty for you, man. All right, here we go.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. Don't let me go, baby. You have made my life complete, and I love you so whole. Love me tender, love me true. Oh, all of my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
Wait, look at my summer on my lip, man.
That looks great on radio.
He's
just like Elvis.
He's curling.
He's fantastic. He's curling his lip.
It's a good thing there's two
he's
girls
curling
in this
lip
room, otherwise
speak.
That'd just be weird.
That's right.
I was curling my lips. Did you say? Because Elvis, he curled his...
yeah.
Forget it.
We got that
one.
You have to narrate that.
I'm trying to narrate. He's like, as right now. It's like play by play. He's right now curling his lip. As he's, you know... Okay, I got nothing.
I say it was good that there's two ladies in here that you sang that song, because we had another. You didn't see her come in. That's Angie. That's our news girl.
How you doing, Angie? Is that a tattoo on your arm or a map to get home? Yeah, there you go. Thank you, man.
We had another Elvis tribute artist on a while back. Who sang that song with nothing but guys in the room, and it was.
That's
well,
scary.
I get it. You know, it was
disturbing.
Love me tender with nothing but guys. Well,
I will tell you who it was, and then you can just laugh. It was Frankie Castro.
His last name is Castro?
Yeah. He used to be Elvis on Showboats of the Stars, too.
Oh, he did? He did?
Mm-hmm. He's tone deaf, and he blew out their speakers.
Oh, he's the cat who blew out the speakers?
He's like, yeah, they still haven't fixed those. That's great. Yeah, well, no wonder they'll get back to those. Right.
Well, when we got on the bus, I actually thought he was Wayne Newton, because he was wearing an outfit I don't think Elvis ever would have wore. And I was like, oh, wow, cool, it's Wayne Newton. He goes, no, I'm Elvis. And I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
And he couldn't remember half the song. He messed up, like, Suspicious Minds. I'm like, how can you mess up that song?
I'm caught in a trap.
Well, you know, you got to give the guy credit for trying. I don't know.
I do.
It's too bad that
I've seen, have you heard of Elvez?
Elvez, yeah.
Elvez
has
he's
a
good
reputation.
He's does.
Got a reputation.
He's
like
good.
A sexy Latin guy.
Yeah, and he's all
okay,
Elvis
I'm going to be the Latin. There's a Latin Elvis. I need to be the Chinese Elvis.
They have a Chinese. They have a black Elvis.
There's a guy in town. What's his name? Man, I know
God,
real well
of course
it.
There's somebody already got that China. Cornered the market.
There's the Chinese Elvis. There's the midget Elvis.
The black Elvis.
There is the heavy Elvis.
The big Elvis.
He used to be called
Pete
Fat
Valley.
Elvis, but then he lost 200 pounds. Now he's big Elvis.
Yeah.
Big Elvis. And he's great. Does a great job. I mean, he's been around forever. So what do I leave him? You know, there's... just so many different ones. I'm the funny Elvis.
I mean, it's great. Yeah, it's good, man. I mean, because honestly, you have, you know, and I've seen my fair share of Elvis's people.
That's right.
And, you know, Steve, you know, he's got it down. He's got all the mannerisms. He's like it's like he did his homework.
You're really good friends with Brendan Paul, aren't you?
Yeah. Brendan was my sub when I was at MGM. So if I took a day off, and Brendan's like the genius Elvis when it comes to business.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You know, he's
the business Elvis.
He's a business guy.
Don't forget the transvestite Elvis. We love that.
Yeah, he owns the Graceland Wedding Chapel downtown.
There is a transvestite Elvis.
Of course there is. You know, me and Jerry, we go way back. You know, back at a great out of coffee shop. It was a great thing in college. You know,
Tranny Elvis.
The trouble with the Tranny Elvis is that for the longest time I thought he was a girl, and then he showed me. But it was.
Speaking of showing, you were exposed on TV.
I was exposed on national TV. I was doing the show at the Aladdin at the time, and remember that? Is it still on Wild On?
I don't think it's on. But that was with Tara Reid, right?
Yeah, it was. There was Stephanie. Then there was the girl who won Dancing with the Stars.
Brooke Burke.
It's the actual episode. I'll spit it out and then I'll give you some details. They asked me if I was wearing a sock. They cut away to a picture of me on stage, and a like I would call it the Robert Plant shot.
You know? Oh, yeah, right there, they're downward looking up at his Johnson. Right.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. That's it. And then they said, are you wearing a sock? And they came backstage. And backstage, we had topless dancers in that show, by the way. So the topless dancers are backstage. So it was kind of conducive to, there was a lot of nakedness in that show. During the show, I had naked girls. Hello? What's your telephone number? Can you hear me now? Wait, is that my phone?
That
number?
Is your phone.
I'm sorry. Let me put this on vibrate.
That's the way Elvis likes it.
Let me put it on vibrate.
On vibrate.
And there's all those women calling him. So not right now, baby. I'm in the middle of a show. Not right now.
So anyway, so they asked me backstage, and so the girls were kind of, you know, all giggly and that kind of stuff. So it was that kind of atmosphere. We're in the dressing room, and the girl Tiffany, who was also on the Playboy Channel, she says, I got to know. And then I said, yeah, right here. I'm getting changed anyway. So I pulled it out on national TV, and they zoomed in on it. But when it was aired on TV, they pixelated it.
Because thank God. Because, I mean, you know, the camera adds 15 pounds. Jesus. Like, we need to see the one-eyed beast in full force and full view 3D. That'd be great.
But at the same time, the show's called Wild On. How wild are they to pixelate it?
Right, they pixelated. But the
But either the fact that he wasn't afraid to drop his drawers in front of some, you know, Playboy bunny. I would have done the same thing. Honestly, I probably did. I dropped trow on Wayne Newton's show way back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah, that also the entertainer. It was Wayne Newton's reality show. And the first show was to do the first challenge. And yes, I dressed in drag. And I look horrible, I might add.
He loves to do that. Don't let him fool you.
He looks good. I know he looks
that's
good.
Right. Yeah, if I could just get rid of this damn Adam's apple. Son of a bitch.
You got to wear a scarf.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know, because I really need everybody. Everybody thinks I'm gay as it is right now. Great. That's the image I'm going for.
That episode, I'm trying to get it. I do have it on tape that I taped off the TV show, but it was in a whole bunch of different episodes. So, in other words, they had Wild On in Vegas, Sin City Nights. There was the original show that kind of featured my show. But
Andrew Johnson.
Yeah. But then there would be other times they would just cut to the dressing room. Oh, and we're with Elvis in the dressing room. And they would just show that.
We were with Elvis.
Andrew Johnson.
Elvis Jr.
I mean, I'd have people calling me up from around the country. I saw you on TV. Oh, my God, I can't believe.
Oh, I feel so much closer to you now. It's like, what's it with all you guys at Showbus and the Stars? I feel like I had that show with Martin one time, and I got
got some stories about being on this show.
Yeah, being on the show, and you know, I really don't need to see your Johnson, Martin's Johnson. It really makes no difference to me.
On Showbus, I literally jump on the bat. If there's room on the bus, I sit, stand on the seats, and shake and wiggle my, you know, do my Elvis to pelvis.
Elvis to pelvis. Yeah. Hey,
inches away from people.
You know, because they like the effect that it gets, you know. They want to feel like they're part of the action. So, if you know, for those of our listeners who want to get on the show, see Steve Connelly. He is on the show.
Sunday, the 7 o'clock show and the 9 o'clock show.
And he will be waving his little Elvis all over the place. Well, not little, according to the show.
Yeah.
Now, I had a show at another casino, which I'm not going to mention. Should I mention it? But anyway, I get a letter from the place on my dressing room table that says to minimize the hip thrusting. Minimize, do a little less.
We're going to have. How do you do that as Elvis?
A lot of young kids at this performance. There's going to be a lot of kids, young kids at the performance. And can you try not to do the, you know, we notice you do a lot of gyrating and a lot of shaking of the pelvis. And they wanted me to tone it down. And I'm thinking, you know, Ed Sullivan, he was filmed from the waist up because they didn't want to see him gyrating. And now here I am. 40 years later, and they're telling me
not to generate.
Well, can you keep the pelvic thrusting to a minimum for our young girls?
And I mentioned it to the entertainment guy about the Ed Sullivan show, and he's a young guy, and he said, "Oh, really? I didn't know that." So that was one of my superiors. Didn't even know Elvis was filmed. Didn't know anything about the giant. I said, "It's kind of part of the act." Elvis the pelvis.
I know it. That's the reason why the girls went nuts. The main reason is that he was the only guy out there shaking what his mama gave him. You know, and they all screamed. But we don't want. We want to really subdue that in the American culture.
But that's it. Now I've had an epiphany. I get it. It's not my pelvis they're worried about. It's your pelvis. That's what.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. This country's broken in a lot of ways, people. Broken. I can't get behind that.
Well, there's one for the money, two for the show. Free to get ready now, go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay hold on my blue suede shoe. You can knock me down, I will stamp on my face, slander my name all over the place. I'll do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Yeah, you do anything, but lay hold of my blue shoe. Sing with me, baby, you know the words. Well, that's a blue suede shoe. Oh, you can do anything, but lay hold of my blue shoe.
Awesome.
Good times. Good times. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
You think that's cool? He can do electric guitar.
I should have had him do the solo. Ready? One, oh, two, yeah, three, okay. Four, in the key of A.
Watch it.
12 bar blues, run A. Man, let's hear it.
Yeah. Bit of audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, on the guitar tongue.
A lot of
guitar tongue. I like that. Very nice. No. So is your stuff always on display or just right now?
Well, currently I'm at that's the gallery I belong to. That's the gallery I belong to until so between, you know, you can buy my prints. The prints, I sell posters for $50 and canvas giclées. That's the high level prints. And those are anywhere from 200 to 400.
Giclée. You know, that I just learned something new again from Elvis. it's nonstop learning extravaganza here on the 44th floor.
Right. Did you know that the Eiffel Tower, and the Statue of Liberty, both the architect who created both of those world-famous pieces, the same guy? How about that? Did you know that? The Eiffel Tower, and I'm not talking about the ones in Las Vegas. The actual.
Oh yeah, you're throwing us here. I mean, I was getting a little bit uncultured over here.
Wait,
you know, I was here in Las Vegas.
There are
real ones. I thought the real ones are right here in New York, and Paris. That's fantastic.
Maybe those aren't real.
The impersonator Eiffel Tower and the impressionist Statue of Liberty. The look-alike.
That would be the LTA.
Right, but a guy named Gustav
did both
Eiffel.
Of them. Right.
Yeah, he was an engineering genius. He created a whole bunch of, I didn't know that, though. I didn't know.
I'm from New York. I knew that.
You did know that.
Yes, I did. You know, you can't school me on everything. You know, I learned a lot of things, but, you know, I knew that.
Yeah.
You see?
He's informative. That's why he's here.
That's great, because we always want to educate our listeners so we can broaden their minds, expand the horizons in music and art and so forth.
You know what's crazy? When you watch the TV commercials with all the drugs, and then they have all these like side effects, and you think to yourself...
Those are my favorites.
It's insane.
The side effects.
This will make you feel better, but you're going to grow
a
third arm.
Right. Throw an arm and you'll have anal leakage. Great, thank you.
Your eyes will bleed, but you'll be able to see up close.
If you're peeing blood, please, stop taking this right away.
But imagine now, it's probably because of the way the society we live in, right? You know, I was thinking, why is it that these guys... imagine if the auto manufacturers had to do that. But they're such a big, strong company, and they've been around. But imagine if automobiles were just invented now. They would say things like, your transmission may fall out, and your car will explode.
And like the Prius, you know, never mind, your driver pedal might get stuck going 90, and it won't come unstuck until you hit a tree, you know.
Your fuel pump may go while you're traveling at 90 miles an hour, and you will lose control of your vehicle and die.
Your airbag might deploy accidentally, causing an accident.
Death. Yeah, I think everybody would be a lot more fearful and more careful about driving at that point then.
Right.
But I'm wondering if that's part of it, if it's got something to do with the new companies have to come up with all the, because of the, you know, we're such a litigation-type society.
It's all about the money. I'm sure there's a cure for cancer. There's a cure for cancer out there. We just don't see it. There's too much money.
There's too much money to be made. The common cold, right?
I mean, come on.
Come on. You know it's there.
It's there.
It can't be that. Those little... Alka-Seltzer tablets. What are they called? Airborne?
Yeah, Airborne. They're great. Little, that stops everything. Great. You know, but you might grow a third arm, and it causes cancer. But they're not telling you that yet.
I think it's just a little spray, like a little aerosol spray. This will cure you from a cold, but will destroy the ozone.
Yeah, you know, it's always something. Everything's bad for you people. Well, I'll tell you right now. Here's the secret of life, people. Moderation. Everything in moderation.
That's true.
Just live it. Just live life. You're gonna come to an end eventually anyway, so just
I'm gonna do
fun.
This one really fast. We're gonna do this one. Did you guys have to take a commercial?
Oh no.
You know, hey, you could go and do whatever you want. You know, he's feeling Jesus that he needs to sing another song, and the Elvis is leaving him. That, you know what? I can't stop that.
A conduit to the king, baby. Ready?
feeling Elvis.
Let's do this one really fast. You got the drum going like about here?
Okay.
Ready?
Was that a drum or a helicopter?
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. Friends say I'm acting while I'm a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. My hands are thick and my knees are weak. Can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think when you have such a luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I met a girl, I love best. My heartbeat always scares me to death. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's mine, but a cup, I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Well, I'm all shook up.
Yeah, see how you get him out of his seat? Awesome. Well, it is the spirit of the king. Steve Connolly. Yeah, do you have a website or just Facebook? Or
spiritoftheking.com,
right?
Spiritoftheking.com is my Facebook, what do you call it? Website. Nowadays, you got the Facebook thing and those social things, so it seems to be I spend more time on Facebook, and actually Facebook is kind of updated. What's my fan book page on Facebook? Because I have a friend page, but we're trying to promote the fan book page.
It's Spirit of the King.
Spirit of the King. So if you go on Facebook, type in Steve Connolly, Spirit of the King. That's Connolly, not like Jennifer Connolly. It's more like Cannoli. Cannolly.
Isn't Cannolly with an I?
When I'm hanging out with Italians, my name is Steve Cannolly.
Oh, Steve Cannolly, huh? Yeah. You know, that's great. But don't spell it with an I, spell it with a Y. Let's really confuse our audience members to really find your website. Steve Connolly,
yeah,
excellent.
Steve Connolly with a Y, and then you go to the fan book page, Spirit of the King. You see all kinds of pictures. And
You're on YouTube, tweets? And do we all get to see your Johnson on YouTube?
I actually sell postcards where you can see me naked. Do we have any naked postcards?
Because God knows, that's what I'm looking for.
My PR person doesn't want me to do the naked post, but I did it. It's already done, and there are postcards out there. Although you may think it's just a generic Elvis guy who's naked.
But it's you.
Angie, would you like to see that?
You know, the shit Steve does for money. You know?
It says
pouring himself out.
I may not be Elvis, but I do an astronomical impression, and it's my naked butt.
You do have nice buns. Well, I mean, I'm just standing here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is first class. Angie, does that look good? Does that look good to you? That's great. You know, I mean, I can't compete, people.
She obviously didn't complain about the view the whole time. Yeah, no, she's sitting back there, so everything's good.
But it is excellent. So, ladies and gentlemen, please go check out the Spirit of the King. The dude's a bad man. Bad man. He can
jam. Check him out on Showbus and Stars. It's fun. We always have a good time up there.
Yeah, I do the show bus, a handful of times a week. And I'm very close to a couple of deals. You know, I told you I may be in the Cirque show, but that's just a rumor.
Don't jinx yourself.
I can paint a portrait of Elvis in about 15 minutes while singing. So it's something I've done corporate-wise, but I haven't done it in a
It's like the painting
show.
My numbers thing, where, you know, and then turn it sideways.
It's kind of like that, but that's the secret, and you just gave it away. Why'd you say that? No,
You know, because, yeah. Once I don't want to give
that
the impression
written,
that you're way smarter
than me.
That
wasn't written in your notes. Why are you giving
the
secret?
Yeah, that part wasn't written. Don't tell the secret. So, no, I get up there, and intuitively, a picture of Elvis appears from my...
From your hands.
From my brushes.
And your brushes.
Yes.
Yeah, his big brushes.
The big brushes. Yeah.
But they're, you know, it's...
That's awesome, man.
And then there's a couple of casinos right now, and I may be back in a showroom regularly. But obviously the show bus is a hip thing, and Johnny Stewart...
yeah.
you know, created that. So I'm still involved with Johnny on those things.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, man. It is definitely a pleasure having you here. Do you do anything? Let's end it on another song. Do you do anything original? Do you do anything that you?
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm you know, being an artist and guy who plays guitar, you know, badass guitarist. You know, you want to get out there and do something that you know that's a little bit different, not just the King, but your style, something that you want to share.
So that he can jam with you, is pretty much.
No, I don't
you
really
want a ballad,
care about
him. Or do you want? This is an award-winning song that won the John Lennon Honorable Achievement Award in 2004. Can I do that?
That's fantastic, man. I would love to hear
awesome. Good night, sleep tight. Well, I won't ever let the bed bugs bite, 'cause I'll be right here with you until the morning light shines on through. Shine, shine, shine on my baby with her little button nose, her big blue eyes and her teeny weeny toes. A kiss, a brush of her cheek, my little princess, sound asleep. Good night, sleep tight. Oh, I won't ever let the bed bugs bite, 'cause I'll be right here with you until the morning light shines on through. Shine, shine, shine on a baby with her silk soft hair already off in never never land. You know I love her so, I'll never ever ever let her go. Good night, sweet tie. Oh, I won't ever let the bed bugs bite, 'cause I'll be right here with you until the morning light shines on, shines on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, right, Steve Connolly. Fantastic, man. Thank you so much for coming in and joining
awesome,
us.
Man.
The Rock and Comedy Show. We have to get him out and come jam with us, too.
Absolutely.
I write for Trade Show Lifestyle Magazine, too. I do movie reviews.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, look at it. You know, Renaissance
just
man, extraordinary. He just keeps on throwing
so
it out.
He much he can't remember.
You know, I mean, like,
I
encourage you guys to go do something more with your life today, because you're not going to get anywhere close to Steve sitting on your butt listening to our show. You know, so get out there. It's awesome. So what is
Trade
this magazine?
Show Lifestyle Magazine. If you go Google Trade Show Lifestyle Magazine.
And you have a column in there?
Yeah, I have a column in there.
And what's your column based on? Just all the things, the reviews?
If you go back issues and just look for me as one of the writers, I write movie reviews. I reviewed Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds and predicted in the review that that actor who won the best supporting actor, that he would win that. I predicted it, you know.
Wow.
Months nice. Beforehand. So as a critic, man, as a critic.
He's a critic. He's an artist. He's
painter.
A tribute artist, painter.
God, it makes me just want to go read a book.
Makes me want to jump from the 44th floor.
No kidding. Let's go to Stratosphere right now, for God's sake.
Go jump off.
I mean,
of us.
And he has a big penis. Great. Yeah, come on.
That wraps it. It's a full circle.
It's a full circle. Great. Thank you. Steve, thank you so much for
coming
on.
Thank you guys
in,
so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Excellent.
You take your 6-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Rad. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And Spaz, our day couldn't get any better now because Angie's back from vacation.
Excellent. And she's got a tan.
I have to say, that's the whole reason why the show has gone 2 weeks. She's like, I'm going to Florida. I'm like, well, there's no reason to even.
You're like, fine, I'll go on vacation.
She comes in here and does the news with her top down, and, you know, we like that. But then you go to Florida.
But I had to work on no tan lines.
Drinking and Florida usually means.
A lot of trouble. I'm sorry, Angie, being the innocent girl that she is, I'm sure she didn't get into any.
This tattoo is not innocent.
I just use it to look tough. Yeah. I'm very innocent.
Is it real or is it one of those little sleeves?
It's one of the sleeves, but don't tell anybody.
You just told everyone.
But it's definitely great to have you back because you know what time it is.
What?
It's time to do the news. We are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show with Angie here to do the news.
All right. We ready?
Let's make the magic happen.
Might be a little rusty.
Enlighten us with the news that's happening around this country.
All right. Well, in Venezuela, a politician is holding a raffle to raise cash for campaign, which I wish I could enter because the prize is breast implants.
Say what?
What?
You know, you get breast implants? Hello?
Right?
No, you got your...
He's having a contest.
Is he?
And the prize is...
Breast implants?
Breast implants.
Holy shit.
You know what? I bet he'd get a lot of females jumping on that one.
All right.
They'd be like, you know what? I'll vote for you. Give me some tickle bitties. Come on.
I don't have enough
money in my bank account right now, but I will sit there and vote.
I think that's my new rock band.
Because that's exactly what tickle bitties. Because I know Venezuela is where I want to get my boob jumped on.
Good Lord.
You didn't think it was going to be done there.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure.
What do you think
it would
be done? I wonder what their version of breast implants are, you know?
It's like two Ziploc bags with, like, Jell-O in them.
That'd be great. Venezuela. One of the richer countries.
It's only a $6 ticket, though, to enter it.
Excellent.
So how much?
$6 ticket.
Oh.
$6 ticket.
Those are going to be fine breast implants.
Those are going to be fantastic.
Right?
You know, you get what you pay for, people. And that's a $6 implant.
I got $6 boob job.
I was like, I wonder if they come with goldfish inside the bags. I'm like, for God's sakes.
You have been at the fair too long.
I have been at the fair way too long.
Oh, I got some fair news for you in a little bit.
Oh, good lord. I was probably part of that. You know?
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska
and
today.
In Nebraska.
She was a beatbox performer. And a pig. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, good lord. All right, next.
Anyway, back to the breast implant.
Apparently, that's a huge, like, surgery in Venezuela. 30,000 women a year have the surgery.
That's 30,000 women who are just kindly, you know,
who need to
without.
Come to America.
You know, I mean, 30,000 women want breast implants. That's crazy. Why can't they just be happy with what God gave them? You know? I mean, it's all just, you know, decoration until you get to the, you know, the main event. Anyways, you know, great. You don't need stupid huge breastises.
Damn breastises.
More than a mouthful of waste.
But he compared it to, like, raffling off a TV or phone or...
You get the titty job.
Ow! Ooh, I will vote. Just what I always wanted.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Okay, so this story is for Paul.
Oh, for me?
Yes,
great.
For you, pretty much. It's in Annapolis, though, not Nebraska.
Just as bad.
But I'm pretty sure you saw some of the good fair food.
Oh, yeah. You can get anything you want on a stick.
On a stick.
Cheeseburger on a stick, Twinkies on a stick, deep fried Oreos, Snickers on a stick.
On a stick.
That's how they say it in Venezuela. All right, great. But the food.
Oh, yeah, the food. Apparently, whoever invented the chocolate-covered bacon...
Chocolate-covered bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon's good, but I think that might be...
I like bacon and I like chocolate.
Put them together.
That's a hell of an idea.
Peanut butter in my chocolate.
Well, shut them up.
Oh, so what happened?
The people that invented that, they also invented a burger between two Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Which is cleverly named the Donut Burger.
Wow. Talk about getting to the point of
marketing meeting that they had. Genius. What do we call this?
I mean, it's like a burger, but it has donuts on it.
The Donut
call
Burger.
Call it a Donut Burger. Genius, Cletus.
Fantastic. So, I mean...
Tell your Uncle Daddy we got it.
Uncle Daddy, you're right. You need Jesus. You need Jesus in a big way.
It's funny.
So what happened with this donut burger? Forgot that
a couple arteries.
And so no, did it kill just, anybody?
Not as of yet, because they just brought it out this year.
Woo!
Not as of yet.
Where did they get a load of this? Invented.
Side effects may include anal leakage.
Whoa. Whoa, that's a good burger.
Clogged arteries. But they said it's a good idea because it's a good balance of between sweet and like... Burger.
Salty?
Yeah.
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty. It's delicious.
I like burgers. I like donuts.
I like donuts. I
what happens like... if you put them together?
We're going to have them together. Oh.
We're going to
make
millions. We're going to be millions.
We only have to work the fair and nothing else.
I'm surprised that Carl's Jr. doesn't market it. Their burgers are getting so freaking over there.
It's like the $17 burger with Krispy Kreme donuts.
$5,000 burger.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That's why, you know, before it was just like everybody was just content with just have one hamburger patty, 1/4 pound. Oh wait, no, that's crap.
That's for a wussy man.
You know, you'd be a real man and have
82 patties.
82 patties.
With 2 pieces of bread. No middle bread, please.
No lettuce. And no cheese.
Yeah, screw that stuff. Get to the good stuff fast.
We just get you to the artery clogging, the sooner the better.
Yeah. And 30 cents extra for bacon.
We're all dying anyways.
Toasted chocolate.
And better dipped in deep fry.
You see?
35 cents more, we'll put donuts.
You know, this is why, you know... I'd say 80% of America is overweight.
Yeah.
Carl Jr., you tell us how you want it, we'll build it.
Build your own nightmare. Good Lord.
You know what else they invented to go along with that? Deep fried butter.
Deep fried butter. Because, you know, all we ever want to do is just take a chomp into some shortening.
How
can you? Yeah,
just take a butter stick into the movies and be like,
I want this.
I'm good, dude. I'm good.
What's the best way to make this butter worse for me? I'm going to deep fry it and eat it.
Good Lord, have his mercy.
Carl Jr. should change their tagline from, don't bother me, I'm eating, to, don't bother me, I'm slowly dying.
Yeah, like, can I have heart attack on a stick, please? Just one.
Just one. Deep fried butter on a stick, please.
That's horrible. Yeah. Butter on a stick.
Okay.
That's pushing it.
So the first thing I'm thinking of is a butter stick of butter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's not all the heart clogging stuff there is to it.
Oh, excellent.
They freeze the butter, cover it in cinnamon, cut it into cubes, and fry it in funnel cake batter.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty decent.
They said it tastes like a cinnamon roll.
Well, yeah, because cinnamon rolls have a crap load of butter in them.
I put butter on when I get cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
I put butter on, throw them in the microwave.
You don't notice it, but just the concept of just eating a slab of butter, even though you have, and you're labeling it the shortening. We're eating the shortening, not just the, not the batter.
No,
eating the shortening, and that should be good enough for America. Because we, you know, we need to get bigger, you know, because we're a big country.
Deep fried butter fried in zero trans fat oil.
Yeah, I can't get behind that shit. I can't get...
Side effects may include instant heart attack.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
100% cholesterol. No.
They should just call it diabetes on a stick.
God. So keep Jay away from those, please.
Oh, yeah, I'll try.
That doesn't even sound good to me. Why would you say that? Oh, because I'm the big guy.
You're the big guy in the room, man.
It's
like everybody goes,
oh, my God, did that happen?
It's like, you know, Jay's got, there goes Jay. Butter on the stick again, aren't you? That's right, that's
sticking
right.
With that butter hanging out of his mouth.
Both, right?
Moving on.
All right, what else we got?
To
we
keep with the...
Remember Rabbi, the, quick.
Hey, you got to make fun of somebody. Rabbi is not here.
Right.
Can't make fun of Kevin.
You thought she was going to be me. yeah, to keep...
It very well can.
Mm.
Just give it some time. Give it some time.
Wait till you say the wrong thing. here's some more deep fried food from Texas. The Texas State Fair. Somewhere.
Everything's big in Texas.
Everything. Deep fried beer bites, which I am, I would taste these.
Sounds good.
And that's the fact that all three of us like, hey, it has beer in it. Can't be too bad.
Oh,
can't,
yeah, that was,
there was a moment of clarity on this show,
yeah,
when you said
beer.
And I was like, that sounds good.
Beer bites.
Who,
it won the, it actually won the.
You from Nestle, beer bites.
Oh, God.
Nabisco. Ding.
Nice.
Pepperidge Bar.
So we have deep fried beer bites.
Yes. It won the annual food award at the Texas State Fair.
It did it beat out donuts? Donut burger?
I mean, that was Indiana. So this is Texas. That's Texas, so, but yeah. But,
yeah,
but
donut burger is going to win in Texas next year. I'll tell you all right
beer
now.
Bite.
It's the ravioli-like pockets
made
out of pretzel dough. I like pretzels.
Pretzels and beer. Fantastic.
Two good things coming together. Donuts and burgers. Now beer
and pretzels.
This world is becoming heaven.
I love it.
I know. I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, there aren't going to be any really good inventions.
Apparently, Texas is where we go from here.
Right? Well, it got named Most Creative. That's the award that it won.
Well, that's awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. But the overall Best Taste Award went to a fried Frito pie.
I like Frito pies.
I do too, but to fry them?
Yeah, I don't do Fritos.
It would probably go good with the deep fried.
Yeah, too much
beer,
salt that goes right to my hips.
It would go good with the beer bites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, beer bites. Not deep fried beer. Sorry, beer bites.
Yeah. Frito pie.
There.
Well, fantastic. Well, we got. Now we've had all our updates at the fair.
Yeah,
now we know
that's
what we're
fair
missing.
Dates.
Great. So if you weren't at the fair,
I mean, I couldn't
Nebraska,
find anything on Nebraska, so.
Trust me. There was there was the beef sundae.
I saw
fantastic.
The picture of that.
Oh, yeah. You can go on my Facebook and check out the beef sundae.
The beef sundae.
It's horrible. It's like, just like Mama used to make, you can go get yourself some beef sundae. That's right.
Baby, we can't afford ice cream, but we got cows.
Oh, they have
for the cows. With bacon.
You like whipped cream, right?
They do it with bacon, and they got to do it with a cow.
So what else we got, Andy?
What else? We have some Nevada stuff going on. Nevada stuff.
Because nothing exciting ever happens
this
here.
Sucks.
This one I would kind of be excited about,
but
maybe not at the same time. There's
okay, now I'm really
intrigued. Yeah.
Well.
Now speak to us.
they're trying to fix, a state official is trying to fix the Nevada's budget crisis.
He's got a problem on his hands there.
Yeah. You know, he has no power.
Tell him to fix the unemployment rate. Right, got it. Thanks for the 14.8. Unless it went up since.
Great.
I love Las Vegas. So he thinks that people would pay for the privilege to speed on the freeway to go over or to go up to 90 miles an hour.
That would be rad.
I would pay.
And it would actually be cheap. It says, where are we at? He would call it the free limit plan. He estimates the plan would bring in $1 billion a year.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would do it.
If there was a lane designated, like the
if
Audubon.
If I can speed past the cop going,
If
I can speed past the cop going 89 on the freeway and just be like, deuces.
I don't know, but I think it's going to encourage a lot of people to, and all it's going to take is that one guy going 90
and
miles an hour when he's
up.
Tanked up because people drive drunk like,
what?
Fuckers here. And, you know, to that's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm driving drunk.
I've never done that either. You know, and besides, even if it does, that DUI, you only cost me $1,500 to change it down to a misdemeanor here in Las Vegas.
This is coming from Angie going, I don't even remember leaving Hooters.
How did my car get all the way over there?
I wasn't over there when I got here. I remember saying goodbye to Paul. That's it.
I'm like, I thought I parked over there.
No, I don't. I honestly don't think it's going to go well.
I don't think it would.
I don't think it's going
to
pass.
Pretty much the process of it, your car would have to pass safety inspection. The vehicle information would be loaded into a database, and the motorist would purchase a transponder. After setting up their account, anyone in a hurry could dial and get charged only $25.
To fly?
To go up to 90 miles an hour. And it's for 24 hours. So the $25 works for 24 hours.
No, you're going to get douchebags just doing what the hell they want anyways. It's granted, I think, yes, it's a good idea to make money, but it's going to be too hard to regulate.
Nevada needs money. Who cares if we're killing people?
I wonder how the casinos give more money to us.
$50
And you're getting sued. Yeah. You got to pay to get bailed out of jail.
Whose bright idea was this?
A Nevada state official.
Yeah, he's never going to go very far. Mm-hmm.
Well, it says that, of course, the Highway Patrol isn't very keen on the idea.
Yeah, because,
they said it'll, lead to increased injuries and traffic deaths.
Duh. Yeah, but,
probably why there's a speed limit.
What's one or two?
But we'll make $1 billion a year.
So, because no one's going to actually go 90 if they have that thing. They're going to be flying 110.
Mm-hmm, and then still get pulled over.
You pulled over. It's like, what? Hey, I was going.
I was allowed to go 90. So we're only going 94.
Yeah,
what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, then it's wrong.
Why are we going so fast? Well, Carl Jr. has a donut burger, and I had to
get down there quick.
They were running out of chocolate-covered bacon.
I'm on it.
Jesus.
They got this new beef sundae. They ran out of the chocolate-covered bacon. I'm getting the sundae.
Tell me something right now.
Beef sundae.
Why is there not one place that has all that stuff like a Carl's Jr. that has everything? Funnel cake, deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried... I mean, it would be huge.
To
get fair food every day of the year.
Heaven.
Yes, we go there when we die.
You get whatever you
nothing
want.
Nothing but unicorn, sunshine, rainbows, and funnel cakes. Deep-fried butter.
That's crazy. Some, you know what? We should start our own restaurant. All right, so that's stupid idea with Highway Patrol.
That was the thing that they were trying to do. So Kentucky.
Oh, dear good God, because nothing good really comes out of Kentucky.
I usually have, I've noticed, all these places I choose for news, other than Nevada.
They deal with the redneck states because they ain't got, they don't have cable.
The fact I couldn't find anything about Nebraska, though, that kind of looks really sad on Nebraska.
Well, low that week. The fair was in town. They were all there being good.
I couldn't even find any fair news. I tried.
That fair was horrible. Like I said, my purgatory. It's my purgatory.
Were you between a pig race
and a pig? I was in between the pig races and the pony rides. It smelled fantastic.
That's a nice. Either way, the wind blows.
I honestly felt like I was performing inside a horse's colon. That's what it felt like. Or honestly,
you could imagine a horse's colon. It was just like that.
Yeah, it was just like
All right.
So what do we have next?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
So this lady ordered some pizza over the phone. I'm not going to say which place it was.
Domino's.
Yes, it was.
Good guess. Go on.
Good job. And then she was stunned to see there was a $296 charge on her account from a company she's never heard of. You're going to love this story.
Go on.
So she called the number that was on her credit card statement. Discovered it was a sex line.
Nice.
Yeah. The call was placed 15 minutes after she placed her pizza order. So, of course, when you make your pizza order, you have to give them your credit card information, which can be easily used over the phone for a sex line.
That's not going to stand. I mean, they know somebody at that Domino's did it. So
especially, because she calls... The manager, he brushed her off. She called, like, the vice president of Domino's, brushed her off. So she got help from the sex phone company, and they said the number was the Domino's phone number.
Wow.
And the thing I really like to think about is this guy or girl. I like to imagine it was a guy because it's
better. What was he doing on your pizza?
Exactly. He's there just hanging out, like, on the phone making pizza. Like.
I mean, do you eat that? I mean, after you get that pizza, do you eat that pizza?
She's like, what are you wearing right now? He's like, marinara sauce and pepperoni.
Oh, that's disgusting. So needless to say, nobody's going to be going to Domino's.
With extra cheesy like that, don't you?
Oh, I have some anchovies. I just put it on my unit.
They smell so good.
Did you say manchovies?
Manchovies. That's awesome.
I'd like a side of manchovies, please.
Yes.
With some extra cheese.
Some manchovies.
I don't know where the manchovies come
from. I don't know where they
they're
delicious.
Oh, God, that's wrong.
I like how they stick to the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's
just horrible. That's probably what he was putting on the pizza for $296. Yes, can I have some pepperoni on the side of manchovies?
Some Parmesan cheese.
God.
Make it a deep dish pizza, please.
Deep dish. All right, we all need cheeses at this point.
Manchovies.
All right, so what happened? Did the Domino's get
it doesn't
busted?
Really say what happened. Like, it was just pretty much saying the story. But are you going to be to, like, use the credit card information? Call from your work. Like,
to get on the sex line and put some manchovies on some lady's
pizza. He's like, don't ever catch me. I'm not calling from my cell phone.
It's idiocy. Yeah.
Sir, it's anchovies, not manchovies.
He's like, sorry, wrong number.
All right, what else we got?
Last one. We're going to India.
India.
This one is very interesting, and I even put the video up on Facebook.
Excellent.
There was a video to it.
You guys saw this.
No, I haven't seen this yet. So,
So, an Indian woman, like, from India. Not,
really? Because, you know.
Not Indian like me.
Not
yeah. No, it's a dot, not a.
Yeah, the other
it's a,
idiot.
It's a dot, not a feather.
That is right. Let's go on with this.
Do you see a red dot on my forehead?
All right, go on.
So she decided to raise a 3-year-old calf after the mother died. And the lady breastfed the calf herself.
Because God knows that's all kinds of wrong.
Yeah, so...
I say what's wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, you know. Okay, what's
the
not
guy from Domino's called,
that?
He's like, what's she doing with the calf?
God, that's just messed up. So what do you do? I was like, Junior needs, you know, Habib Junior needs to breastfeed. So excuse me while I go out. I'm sure he gave us a Punjab or, you know, get out there and breastfeed. It's just messed up.
She's like,
as
she's
we
so
alienate and make fun of all our Indian listeners and they pretty much ban us right now.
Right.
So that's great.
I'm like, there's a video, watch it.
Don't worry, we hate everybody equally here. It's good.
There's no racism. So yeah, she started doing this when the calf was 3 days old, and now it's a month and a half.
And she's still doing it.
And she's still doing it 3 to 4 times a day.
Doesn't she feel like a cow?
That's
messed up.
Your man.
She said.
She's like, oh my gosh, I've never had it like this before.
Manchovies and milk.
Oh,
breast milk.
Just wrong. It's just wrong.
Let the calf watch.
Manchovies. I love that. That's definitely my next rock band name.
Oh, man.
Big old bitties and manchovies.
Please come to the stage, manchovies.
Oh, God.
Followed by tingle bitties.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That is the news. Once again, everybody give Angie a round of applause. Awesome.
Amazing.
Hey. everyone, listen up your attention, if you please. Really want to give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with a subject pinky cheese, then I'm not taking the chances under no circumstances. Should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili, make your TV record Chile, nuclear your pets, and get your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the pain feel off your walls. It'll make your keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stocks in Euro Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clock back an hour and start fogging the shower, so just crash. It's gonna melt your face right off your skull.
Look out!
And make your iPod only play Jethro Tull.
Look out!
And tell you knock knock jokes while you're trying to sleep.
Look out!
And make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out!
Steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards.
Look out!
Then cause a major rip in time and space, and leave a bunch of squeaky rappers all over the place.
That's right, it's the virus alert.
She be the new disease before someone gets hurt.
Hermaphrodite. wear makeup, mine shaves her back. But she is still beautiful, she is still fine. It's too bad her package is bigger than mine, yeah.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor.
Yeah!
It's the Spaz.
What's up?
Our next guest, Travis Shred.
Excellent. Welcome!
I've got vertigo up here on floor 44. This is scary.
That's right.
Is this place earthquake-proof?
No, we haven't checked
it. Wait, it was built by Vegas civil engineers, wasn't it?
Yeah, so probably not.
Oh, we're doomed.
Probably not.
Travis, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Years, my friend.
How many years?
Years.
Holy smokes, has it been years?
Years.
Couple, anyway.
Yeah, a couple. You don't write, you don't call. I'm wondering about you.
My people.
I've seen you in the last couple of years, both times backstage saying hi to Weird Al.
That says a lot about you and me, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have nothing else to do.
That's it.
Y'all need girlfriends.
Why? We've got the internet.
Oh, then you know what? It serves plenty of Korean men for years and years. They don't need girlfriends.
If it's good enough for the Korean dudes, it's good enough for me.
That's right.
Excellent. But, I'm not familiar with Travis. I've actually, I can't say that. I've met Travis once on an audition.
He kind of felt left out.
He sounded guilty, too.
I have no idea, and I'm sure everybody who, I'm glad you guys have this thing together because one else really knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I think it's a testament to the professionalism and research of this show that they would do all this preparation, familiarizing themselves with their artists that are having on. Okay.
But who the hell is Travis Shred?
Well, it's
this guy right here.
Funny you should ask.
Good. You mean he looks like a transvestite? For God's sakes, just kidding.
Thing that I threw on. It's an alias that I had to pick up because years ago I fingered a drug lord for the FBI, and so they relocated me in the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Well, we'll definitely have to go into that story in a bit.
Yes. And so anyway, I've been living under this alias of Travis Shred for low these many years, and I'm supposed to keep a low profile. That's why I moved to Vegas, and I'm playing music.
And you're on an internet radio show, hopefully.
That's right.
Well, because good thing, only like 4 people listen, right? No. He might be one of them. You know.
They're all cold Korean dudes.
That's listen while they look at porn.
Yeah, look at porn and play World of Warcraft. Great.
And listen to Jay. I'm getting
Travis, you're an artist, a writer.
That's being kind.
Okay, well, you're a starving artist and writer. Well, trying to be a starving artist and writer.
I intend to be an artist.
Yeah, and that's good. Aren't we all? Aren't we all? And you do all kinds of funny songs. Give us a little bit of backstory of Travis Shred. You said you're out of Seattle.
I'm out of Seattle. That's like, I'm out of Carson City. I'm out of Seattle.
Yeah, that really doesn't give you any real credibility as a musician, just being honest.
Travis,
out of
Seattle.
Well, he's like, are you a grunge artist, Nirvana?
Dude. I remember that whole thing. But no.
You were there when it went down.
I was. In fact, the bass player in the Travis Shred band at the time was running one of those musicians' referral services where bands and musicians connect with other available musicians.
Right.
And as soon as the grunge thing hit, he was getting a dozen calls a day from all across the country from other bands looking for a Seattle guitar player.
Would that be you?
It wasn't me, but they all thought that if they just got a Seattle guitar player, they would have that sound.
That sound.
Yes, and when they could have accomplished the same thing by just not tuning the guitar much and using a wah-wah pedal on every single solo.
Wah-wah and distortion. Thank you.
See? But anyway, the Travis Shred thing started. It's probably a little more backstory here. It's the full name of the band was Travis Shred and the Good Ol' Homeboys. The only country,
chicks dig that.
Yeah, it's the only country metal rap band, to my knowledge, that ever was. And there's probably a good reason for that. Because everybody else had more sense than to try to alienate not one, but three different groups. Anyway.
You know, I mean, I think that's great. You're trying to hit three different markets. Why spread yourself thin?
I used to say there's something for everybody to hate a little bit when they hear our band. But anyway, the whole idea started off as a joke, like so many ideas that turn into projects.
Yeah, my wife thinks that about me, too.
Ah, yeah, well, there are support groups. What I was doing is I was playing cover songs in lounges 5 nights a week. And I was playing a big variety of stuff. I did everything from Willie Nelson to Rob Zombie, and
long before Richard Cheese,
who is a Travis Shred fan himself, actually. I like Richard. I was actually turned on to Richard Cheese by a friend of mine and Las Vegas icon, Genocide, the well-liked and...
She's in Swing Shift Sideshow.
Yes, she is. Yes. Jen was an audio student of mine years ago at...
Paul's Lost.
I hate not being in it. Who the... It's Genocide!
Yes, Genocide's great. What up, Jen?
Oh, great.
She's 6'2". She's heavily tattooed and pierced and a complete sweetheart and breathes fire and... Yeah. Does all kinds of entertaining things. But she was a student
Jay's kind of
at
woman.
College a long time ago.
She is.
Excellent.
Where the hell was I? Oh, yeah.
Drunk.
I was telling a captivating and compelling story about how this harebrained scheme first got going.
Yeah.
Well, one night, as I was playing in the lounge with all of the cover songs, just to amuse myself, I just did this.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
And everybody said, ha ha, that's really funny. It was MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This as a country ballad. And the next night I did a whole verse and chorus, you know, with all of the complete correct lyrics, you know. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and to have feet. It feels good when you know you're down to soup go homeboy from the old town. And I know, as such, this here's a beat you can't touch. Anyway.
That's awesome.
And just for fun, I went down to my mysterious basement recording studio, and I recorded that as a country ballad. But it was taking a while, and by the time I got around to the chorus where Hammer goes, break it down, I was getting bored. Yes.
Can't touch it.
Paul's back on the page here. He's
good. I'm glad,
familiar
to,
ground.
Yeah, glad to be there. I was born in the late
80s.
80s got me down. 80s, 90s, down.
So when it got to that part of the song, I had to go into a speed metal part just to break up the monotony.
You know, why not?
And I can't really duplicate that here because I don't have the blistering drum set or the crunchy guitar, but if it sounded a bit like the intro to Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. It was that kind of sound.
That's great because I have no idea what that sounds like.
Oh, well, just think of...
Once again, he's making me feel so uncultured.
Think of the most crushing metal and then you've got it. So
excellent.
So I recorded that and I just intended to play it for a couple of musician friends of mine as a joke. Hey, listen to this funny thing. And I played it for a bass player friend of mine who thought it was really great and said that I should write original songs in this new style, or rather these three new styles, country, metal, and rap all put together. So I thought, okay, that'll be good for a laugh. And I wrote this song called Down with the Boys, which was the first originally written country, metal, rap song. And he was trying to talk me into forming a band and playing this kind of stuff live. And I had sworn I'd never do a band again. It's too much work. And he said, look, I'm in a band right now. We're already together. We'll be your band.
Dude, so, can't say no to something like that.
I know. It was all, you know, a pre-made band all served up, ready to go. And I thought, okay, I guess. And that's how the 10 years of Travis Shred and the Go-Go Homeboys in Seattle started, was with this stupid little...
Can't touch this.
I mean, it's so funny because he says all these things. He says country. He does. And, yeah, he's just this normal skinny guy. You expect him to have, like, long hair and be like, yeah, I'm from Seattle.
Yeah!
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, it's like watching Ichabod Crane play guitar. It's great.
Really?
Not really. You're a lot better looking.
Which is weird coming from Paul because...
I'm way skinnier than he is.
He's... You know, I'm a little bit on the thin side, but Paul is skeletal. It's interesting that he...
Yeah, but the difference is, I make this look good.
Oh, you and Eddie Murphy, all right.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'd love to hear something in its entirety, one of your songs.
Oh, all right.
You know, one of your songs, I mean, what do you have? Because, I mean, it's great. I've heard you can't touch this. It looks fantastic. But now I'm intrigued. Now I'm intrigued. So
well, that's the secret. First, I get you intrigued, and then...
I was like, see you later, everybody. Always keep them wanting. See you later.
Well, now comes the crushing disappointment. See, I've got you built up, high expectations, and now... Okay.
That's awesome.
Here's a song on one of the three CDs that my band did, and I'll be damned if I remember which one it's on, but it's on one of them. I think it's on the second one.
I swear it's on there.
It's either on 668, The Neighbor of the Beast, which is the second one, or Nashville Drive-By, which is the third one. I think it's on the second one. Anyway.
And where can we pick up these CDs, like, on your website?
You can. You can go on the internet.
Ooh, the internet. Yes, we'll play it.
You go on the computer box, and you type stuff into the little space up there. And the next thing you know, you got porn. You got old Korean guy porn popping right up there. And then when you finish up with that, then you drop in TravisShred.com.
Two D's.
Two D's. Shred. The name, by the way, Travis Shred with two D's, is a goof on Travis Tritt with two T's. And that was a really bad mistake because for all of the years that the band was playing, we were getting media attention, I would be mistakenly called Travis Tritt over and over again. And I was not always having to correct people. No, that's the other guy.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Can I have do-overs on my new alias? This isn't working. Anyway.
All right.
Here's a song. I'm telling you, I'm getting to the song.
It's all right, man.
Any second.
Keep on going the way you're going. I'm enjoying myself.
This is a song that has math. Well, at least it has numbers. I think math has to make sense. But this is a song that has numbers that might be math. It's called Half the Man. If you was half the man your mama says I am, I'd be four times the man you wish you was times three. If you was half the man your mama says I am, then you'd be twice the weenie she never think I'd be. She told me, yeah, she told me, last night at the pool hall, your mama,
yo mama,
your mama! If you was half the man your mama says I am, then you'd be twice the weenie she never think I'd be. If you was half the man your mama says I am, I'd be five times the man you wish you was times three. If you was half the man your mama says I am, then you'd be twice the weenie she never think I'd be. She told me, yeah, she told me, last night in my backseat, your mama,
yo mama,
your mama! If you was half the man your mama says I am, then you'd be twice the weenie she never think I'd be. If you was half the man your mama says I am, I'd be six times the man you wish you was times three. If you was half the man your mama says I am, then you'd be twice the weenie she never think I'd be. She told me, yeah, she told me, last night at your dad's house, your mama,
yo mama,
your mama! If you was half the man your mama says I am,
then you'd be twice the weenie she never think I'd be. Don't you wish that you was a little more like me?
Yeah.
That's great, man. That's the thing. We need a place for you to perform here in Las Vegas.
Well, if you go out behind the Stratosphere late at night, I'm performing another act for money. I'm kidding. I was thinking of the old Korean guys again.
That's not anywhere near Naked City.
Around the corner, yes.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. All right. We'll be right back.
All right.
My name is Vivian Moreno. I'm a mother, and this is how I live United. People in my community are struggling to make ends meet right now, and it concerns me. So I volunteer with United Way to help people get back their earned income tax credit. This is important to me because in the last 7 years, it has helped put food on my table and pay my bills. I want everyone to have that same benefit. This year alone, I was able to help over 175 families get back over $243,000 in federal and state income tax. You should hear people when they find out. They say, oh, I'm going to buy a house, or I'm going to take my kids on a special trip. And I still feel like I get back more than I give just by volunteering. My name is Vivian Moreno. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressions. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
This is the great Luke Ski, and if you know who I am, then you must be listening to the Crazy J Show.
Jiggy crackheads in the park. Homies is down and got my back. Y'all's ain't safe after dark.
Word. Cause
it's a Nashville drive-by.
Rolling in the caddy. Seattle's in the house. Better run.
Cavernous.
It's the 44th floor. It's the Rocking Comedy Show. Travis Shredd is here.
Rock!
As Box.
What's up?
Nice feathers.
Yes. Chickens on the 44th floor.
Yeah, you know.
Do you have a permit for that chicken?
Well, it belongs to the Korean taco plant.
Oh, all right. Yummy!
No, but I will like you. Well, welcome to the show, and welcome back. And Travis does... He has a plethora of talents. A plethora of talents. He's not only...
I mean, really.
The for man, he's spread so thin.
I can do this thing with a cucumber, for example.
Oh, great.
Oh, wait. You're talking about musical...
Musical talents.
Okay.
I mean, not just musical talents. I mean, I want to let everybody know out here...
We can cut that out, right?
Travis is not just a accomplished musician. He's also a writer. He directs. He's a sound engineer. To be a guy that has his hands in so many different things, you must have issues.
And a fugitive from justice. Let's not forget that.
And a fugitive from justice. I mean, you must have a lot of issues.
Yes, I'm working through them with my therapist.
You know, music's supposedly good for these kind of things.
He is from Seattle.
It's, the music's
driving a lot of rain in Seattle. Yeah.
Seattle's got the number one suicide rate in the country.
Well, I
can see why. It's no sun.
I know.
Now, being from Seattle, did you used to write stuff like Bob Rivers?
I have been on many Bob Rivers twisted tunes, actually. Let's see. What's one that comes out of the top of my head? Oh, the day after John Denver crashed his plane and died.
Mm-hmm. Sad day, people. Sad day.
Yes. We recorded Oh God, I'm an Ocean Buoy to the tune of Thank God I'm a Country Boy. And that was me singing on that, and it was several guys from the Travis Shredd Band playing on that song.
Oh, Bob Rivers, yeah. A group, Impact, did a...
Oh, yeah.
I know. They did some stuff on Bob Rivers.
Bob's a great guy, and he has a fabulous studio in the... in the heart of the woods, outside of Seattle. It's not. I have to say, it doesn't have the commanding and panoramic view that this place does.
Well, that's the rotating.
Bob he's one of the. I think he might be the most demanding producer I've ever worked for. I mean, I would go in to record a vocal for.
So perfect.
They are, and it's not by accident. He's a freak about the attention to detail. In fact, he has, for example, he has the Abbey Road session notes, which is every microphone, every console setting that the Beatles ever had for any of their recordings. And if he's going to do a Beatles parody, he'll get that book out and make sure he's using the exact same mics that they did. You know,
All right, Bob's got issues too, apparently.
Yes, he does. But I'd be out in the studio, and I would do a vocal part, and everybody in the control room would go yay afterwards and go, yeah, you nailed it. And then I would hear Bob's voice in my headphones. Well, that was pretty good, but you know, I think you can do it just a little bit better. And I'd go, okay, and I'd do it again a couple more times. But that's why his stuff turns out so good.
Yeah,
it's because he's a freak about the details.
So, I mean, but tell us about some of the projects that you have in the works. Yeah, I mean, you said you've written a couple shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, one of them comes from the idea that I explained before, which was the, the MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This as a Country Ballad thing. That's the kind of song and performance that people can instantly figure out as soon as they hear it. The Travis Shredd stuff, the original stuff, was a lot of fun, and we had a good fan base in Seattle. But it's a hard thing to figure out on the first listen, you know, because it hits you over the head so hard, and it's surprising and weird, and it's loud and scary. So I've actually been talking to a producer guy here in town. This just got dumped in my lap. He actually agrees with me that it would be a really interesting thing to do, to go back to the original idea for this band, which was cover songs played in a funny way. I know that sounds very Weird Al-like. And what I have in mind doing is a show that starts off with cover songs done in odd musical styles. All the correct lyrics, and in that way it's not Weird Al-like, so they're not parodies, but the correct lyrics, but with a different inappropriate style of music. Like the,
Can't touch this.
and then doing derivative songs where like a mashup. You know, for example, I have the, you know, an example would be like ZZ Top's LaGrange, you know, which is a, you know, a classic rock song. So that starts.
Well, I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm going to let it all hang down.
Oh, wait, it's a Shania Twain song. So I'm
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yes, exactly. So I have
it's my favorite.
That one's actually partially recorded already. It's a mashup of Man, I Feel Like a Woman and LaGrange by ZZ Top. And then finally, when we get to the end of the show, now that the audience has been taken to school for an hour, then you can hit them with the weird original stuff, and it makes a lot more sense because they've actually been able to watch the evolution process before they have to understand the original stuff.
Yeah,
it's in the works right now.
I mean, when do you plan on having this project out and so people can see it? Is this something that you look forward? I mean, to get it out there in front of the audience, is that the end goal? Or
yes,
just to get on the CD.
And I have to say, once again, I'm being reluctantly pried out of retirement because I didn't want to do this, but this producer who has enthusiasm and money is saying that he thinks that it could work well, and I thought, okay, I'm an idiot if I don't take him up on this. So the goal.
Yeah, you're an idiot if you don't take him up on this. I'll second that.
I'm probably an idiot one way or the other, but if I don't take him up on that, I'm maybe a certifiable idiot. Right now, it's just all hearsay. So a couple of months is the goal right now to get some form of this thing up and running.
Is it to open it here in Vegas, or is it to open it somewhere a little bit more?
I'm
not like
told,
Seattle or something place that has a more of a underground following rather than trying to compete with the mainstream here.
I'm told by producer guy that what should be done is it should open far out of town. In fact, he's saying in the Caribbean at one of the venues there because he's done that before with shows before bringing it back to Vegas. I know, right?
The Caribbean. I mean, that's way out there, dude. I've been to the Caribbean a long time. I've been like, yeah, man, I can't believe what that man's doing.
Wait, I got to run over this tune one more time. He's not
you have
ready
to be,
yet.
You have to listen to this man. He's crazy. The crazy. Yeah, I mean, the Caribbean, they'll love that kind of stuff.
That's more energy than you'd hear out of a lot of Rastas, though.
It's more like, yo, brother.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You want some ganja? Got some woman? I'll braid your hair for you.
Tear it up. Little darling, stir it up.
You do yeah, exactly.
Country ballad to stir it up.
You see, I'm
in Toxic Audio. We do this kind of stuff all the time.
It makes perfect sense.
You know, just switch it up. Make it so it's something that they haven't heard before, but it is something that they heard before.
Right.
And then the other show that I've actually already written that I might get done someday is actually a stage play called Nashville Drive-By, which is the same title as the third CD from the band. And that's the story about a guy who is relocated under the Federal Witness Protection Program because he fingered a drug lord for the FBI.
All right, this brings us to this cool segue.
Which is kind of autobiographical, really.
So, I mean, how do you get into fingering, a criminal?
First off, that just sounds really weird to say.
I know. It sounds dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really,
it's an old-timey expression that in modern times sounds really dirty, so I like to use it. I did that thing that he liked. I had to cut my nails first, and then I fingered this drug criminal. And then...
Nice.
I've said too much.
You've already said too much. Oh, yes, you've said
I'm
way too much.
I'm violating my...
you've already said way too much. No, but you used to, this is actually, there is some truth to this, where you actually used to be a forensic sound engineer.
Yeah, I did some projects for the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, where I was given recordings that were made by, well, for example, I did this one that was a recording made by a state patrol in a car. He had pulled somebody over and found weapons and drugs in the trunk of this car, and I was given the recording to clean it up and make it listenable and understandable so they could use it in court. And after I did that, I'm afraid I got the criminal off because it was revealed by this recording. The officer had not followed correct procedure, so the guy was let go on a technicality. Thank you, America. I'm glad
Travis Red, once again, keeping criminals on the street.
I'm glad I could help bring somebody to...
He does something wrong and want to be set free.
Travis Red.
Never mind Glenn Lerner. Just get a hold of me.
Never mind
the heavy hitter or Randolph Goldberg. Just call me and I'll fake a recording for you and you can present that to his or her honor.
And
out you go.
Go free, you know, and keep on being the criminal that you've always wanted to be.
Follow your dreams. That's my message today.
Follow your dreams.
I think, yes.
But you, so, I mean, after you did this, you know, apparently...
After I did what, the fingering thing?
Yeah, the fingering thing. After you fingered this...
After you fingered this criminal.
Yes. After you fingered the criminal.
Money was exchanged, yes, okay.
And so you were actually put into the witness protection program.
Sure, let's say that's true.
Okay. And
because if I actually say it's true, then I'm violating the agreement, which I may or may not have with the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Yeah, dude, they'll find you if they want you, man. You're out there.
I'm dead.
You're out there. They're coming for you right now.
I hear
listen to our show.
I hear the black helicopters already. They're circling here on the 44th floor of the Merton Flemmer building.
Yeah, that's great. Black helicopters. You know, guys with sunglasses, black suits. You know, they're all after you. But, you know, so...
That's the kind of cutting-edge, dangerous living I like to do.
You know, I mean, being in the witness protection program probably gives you a lot of time to write.
Yes, and go on radio shows.
But, you know, because that's what...
That have dozens of listeners, so...
Dozens of listeners! That's right. But, you know, that's awesome that you actually...
That's 10 more from the last time you was
on. Sweet.
That's
how you
out.
Build a grassroots following.
And that's what we're trying to do here for you and every other artist that we have on this show. To develop that grassroots following so you can make money.
Sweet.
One day.
So I won't have to... I won't have to do that fingering thing for money anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's no good for anybody.
All right.
That's no good for anybody.
Well? It depends on the client. Okay. But I've said too much.
Well, I mean, do you play another song for us?
Oh, jeez.
Why don't you do that? I mean, you've only played one. And, I mean,
all right.
And six of, you know.
Half. You know,
not even half.
Oh, they hardly count.
That's good. So, I mean, because I'm sure.
Together, maybe two.
He's not done two. He's done like one in a fourth.
I'd like to do Freebird now.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Freebird! There's always one guy. There's always one dude that asks for that.
The whole 8-minute version.
No, we're not doing that.
Had $1 million. All
right. You know, Freebird's a long song, but it doesn't even come close to the longest song to get radio airplay in the 70s, which was Autobahn by Kraftwerk.
Ooh, Autobahn by Kraftwerk.
Which at just over 23 minutes... takes the record for the longest song to ever get radio airplay.
How did they play that on the radio?
I know.
23 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess everybody was trying to make a statement back then. I mean, honestly, songs today are only like 3 minutes long. They used to be like, you know, 5 to 6 minutes long, 7 minutes long with a guitar solo. Whatever happened to the guitar solo?
Songs don't have solos anymore.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
Yeah, modern songs don't have solos. It's interesting.
It's
necessarily bad, but they don't have solos anymore.
No, they need, and whatever. You know, Kenny G killed the saxophone.
Yeah.
Great. You know, everybody used to have a saxophone
usually
solo.
If I want a guitar solo, I just, you know, Paul does it for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is guitar solo a clever metaphor that I'm not getting?
No, it's just an actual guitar solo.
I thought it was like. Paul's got free time.
I have a lot of spare time. But, yeah, what are you going to play for us?
Well, I wasn't going to play this song until this morning when I heard something that I haven't heard for a long time, which is a car with a very loud stereo. Remember when they used to be all over the place?
Man, I miss that boombox. Now everything's like the size.
The cars that go boom. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I mean, drop the bass. Come on.
Right?
Drop the bass, you know.
But anyway, there's a song that I did on, once again, I'm pretty sure it might be the second record from the Travis Shred Band, called Thunder and Bass, and it was written back at a time when there were a lot of those really powerful car stereos. You'd hear them all over the place, and now there's...
I miss it.
They've gone the way of spinners. You don't see a lot of spinners anymore either, you know?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, there's spinners.
You know. I don't mean the soul group from Motown. I mean the wheels on the cars.
Oh, the wheels on the cars.
On the bus.
You go round and round.
Those are the ones, yes. You know, spinner rims on a school bus.
Spinner rims, cool. That, you know. That I didn't last too long, didn't it?
No.
But so this song's about, you know, cars that go boom.
Yes, it is. Well, specifically, it's about a guy who is a superhero who uses his powerful car stereo as a weapon to fight crime.
Oh, that's nice.
Excellent.
It's called Thunder and Bass. And
here it goes.
From some record that I did at some point.
Years ago.
Billy Bob rolled in a pickup late on a Saturday night. A crime-fighting superhero, he was a living to make the world right.
Evil!
He was out fighting
evil!
Trying hard to
fight evil!
Now he must destroy
evil!
Thundering bass, thundering bass. He rolled in a truck that had thundering bass. Thundering bass, thundering bass. A boom, 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 ba boom, boom. Closing on a criminal hideout, he fired up the big stereo. 40,000 watts of power for 100 hertz and down below.
Evil!
He was out fighting
evil,
trying hard to
fight evil.
Now he must destroy
evil.
Thundering bass, thundering bass. He rolled in a truck that had thundering bass. Thundering bass, thundering bass. A boom, 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 ba boom, boom. A boom boom boy, oh the heap of his fat. A boom boom boy, oh the bass it was fat. A boom boom boy, he gonna blow you away. A boom boom boy, he make the stereo play. Billy Bob rolled in a pickup. He had low end power to spare. I'm quite a superhero.
He was a boom-booming gangster nightmare.
Evil!
He was out fighting
evil.
Trying hard to
fight evil.
Now he must destroy
evil.
Thundering bass, thundering bass. He rolled in a truck that has thundering bass. Thundering bass, thundering bass. A boom, 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 a boom, boom.
Now on the recording, this song has a fade out. And fade outs are really hard to pull off live because there's no really graceful way to do it. So in order to simulate the fade out that happens on the recording, I'm just going to start walking away from the microphone, and that way we'll end up with a nice graceful fade out here. And nobody will know the difference. They'll think there are proper studio techniques going on.
Thunder and bass, thunder and bass. He rolled in a truck that had thunder and bass. Thunder and bass, thunder and bass. Am I faded out yet?
You're good, dude.
Should I go more?
You're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Travis Shred. Awesome. Good times.
We'll
man.
Insert some applause there, right?
And the crowd goes wild.
Excellent, excellent, man. Well, thank you so much for coming in, man. It's been a pleasure having you up
well,
here
thanks.
On the 44th floor.
I haven't played that song. That song hasn't been played live anywhere for, I bet, 10 years.
Nice.
Yeah, I can probably throw some 808 into that. And,
right?
You know, just to make...
That's you awesome. Must always use your power for good, never evil.
Yeah, tell that to Anthony Cools.
Well, you know, when you got magical powers, you can't help but use the dark side.
I know. I wish I had magical powers. But, you know, it's been great having you here, man.
Thank
it's
you, sir.
Great. You're welcome to come back here anytime. It's been...
Wait. Let's
let's not go crazy.
Okay, you know what? Screw that. You suck. Get out.
No, that will be edited out. No, we'll say it now to make the guests feel good and then
right.
Cut it out later. And
you're welcome back here anytime.
And make sure after I leave you go, thank Christ he's gone. That took forever.
But
you can catch Travis Shred on travisshredwith2ds.com.
That's right.
So, honestly, keep us posted. Do you do Twitter? Do you do Facebook updates?
I do the Facebooky.
You do the Facebook updates. So, mm-hmm. honestly, are any of your songs
on your
website? Yay! Added to the happy three friends you have on there. I want to be number four. But go check it out. And, you know, if you want to see what Travis Shred looks like, he's over at the Luxor at the APM Theater.
Find me over in the sound booth at the Girly Show.
You know, I mean, he gets to hang around gorgeous women all the time. And
oh, that's another thing I do. I make a lot of the tracks for the topless show.
You do now?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm glad. I didn't know they had you doing it these days.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
That's all right. I mean,
Fantasy's a pretty good show.
Fantasy's a
nice job
show.
If you like being in a dressing room with naked girls every night.
That's so old.
Oh, my God.
I think it might not be moral, but I do it anyway.
Excellent. But good times, man.
Woo! He stares at naked ladies and fingers criminals.
Life is good.
Your life, that's Travis Shred. Excellent.
That's how I roll.
What more do you need?
I was just wondering, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your girlfriend was gone? If she died in a fire from a broken light fixture or happened to swallow a poisonous mixture, would I find my way back into the picture if you were suddenly alone? Call me up, would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? If she disappeared without a trace and everyone looked all over the place, why do you have that look on your face? It's not like I have any plans. But if I were around and I could appease you and she was suddenly struck with amnesia and never again would be able to please you, would you still want to be her man? Call me up, would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? Well, of course, as you know, I'm a very nice girl, a beacon of light in a cold, cruel world. Evil plans I could never carry out, but who could blame me for wondering about if something should happen? Hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your girlfriend was gone? Call me up, would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we can be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? Would you walk away from your TV? Would you put a letter in a bottle and throw it in the ocean? Realize that you got a notion to give me my long overdue promotion. Would you call me up, would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we can be together? What if your girlfriend was gone?
That's Carla Albrecht right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with her song, What If Your Girlfriend Was Gone? It's been a while since I heard that, but if my girlfriend was gone, I'd probably go out and have a lot of fun. I want to thank Travis Shred for stopping by. It's been a long time since I've seen that guy. What a lot of fun. Coming up, we've got Anthony Cools. He's going to be here in the studio to talk with us. He's called in a couple of times since his first appearance, but I told him he had to come in and say, what's up, people? Be like, what's up, people? Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. And this Tuesday, September 14th, we're back at Hooters at Sunset Station, 1301 West Sunset Road, 8 to 1. We're doing the karaoke. $5 margaritas, $7 pitchers, $3 select appetizers. Fun, fun, fun all night. And we're surprised at some of the amazing singers that are actually coming out. Some of us do actually floor us. And it's been a lot of fun. We are looking for the best female karaoke singer, but we do have a lot of guys that are participating and singing, but they are not eligible for prizes. You do have to be a female to win the prizes. So come on out to Hooters this Tuesday and next Tuesday. We're supposed to be, the following Tuesday on the 21st, supposed to be wrapping it up. We could extend our stay. We'll let you know. Any kind of updates you want to know about what's going on with the show, you can get them from the website, rockincomedyshow.com. You can get them from Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. We're out there, people. Look for us. And like Paul said, coming up October 1st and 2nd, we've got his event that we're sponsoring. And I'll get more of that for you here in just a little bit. But before I bring in Anthony, I said earlier in the show that I'd do some celebrity prank calls next week. Well, guess what? We've got some time. I'm going to play maybe one or two. We're going to get things started with a call from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hello? You know, I love these.
How are you? Who are you?
What?
Jamie.
Who are you?
You son of a bitch. I'm Detective Johnson.
Listen here, motherfucker. You better not call here again, you piece of fucking shit. I'll rip your goddamn throat out. Don't fucking call here again.
Stop whining.
You understand what I'm saying to you, you fucking idiot?
Relax.
Do you understand? You sit here talking about your fucking gibberish like a 2-year-old.
You want to fuck with me? Are you out of your mind?
Are you want to fuck with me, you piece of shit?
You think you know best, huh? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy.
Fuck you, you idiot.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So don't give me
that. Don't call here again.
No more complaining. No more Mr. Kimble to go to the bathroom. Nothing. There is no bathroom.
What are you, a fucking Iranian or something?
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Fuck you.
It's time now to turn this mush into muscles.
What?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
What?
What?
We can figure this fuck out here not long. I can't understand nothing you're saying.
Who told you to eat my cookies?
What?
Put that cookie down now!
What?
You got what you want. Give these people air.
I can't understand you.
Quiet. Excuse me, I have a few more questions if you don't mind.
Ask them.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
And I done told you it don't matter.
No shit.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Who is my daddy and what does he do? I don't know.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either. What's wrong with you? Fuck, I don't understand that.
People are trying to kill me.
What?
Some men just trying to kill me.
Who's trying to kill you? I thought you were a police officer.
Thought you were spies or something.
What?
It would have been nice if you would have gotten all the answers and helped us out there.
One bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that... Before I call a cop, ooh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop, I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I
wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box, and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you. 'Cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I am here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yep. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. High start skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Up the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa!
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor.
Yeah.
And joining myself and Spaz is Anthony Cool.
Hello, hello.
Good times. Yeah, it's not every day we have, you know, like the royals of the local celebrities here in the studio.
Right.
The royals of the local celebrities. I like that.
Yeah, you're the royals of the, I mean, because coming.
He is Mr. Sociability, the king of sociability.
He's out there. He's out there. You know, yeah, we always have all these kinds of artists, you know, your bands come in, but to have somebody of his stature, somebody who comes in here who's been in the game for a long time, it's honestly an honor to have you.
Woo! Yay, me!
Yeah,
he's also the king of Flip Cup, except for recently. You lost your title.
Yeah, by 1 second. 1 second.
1 second.
1 second. But that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
That's
right.
You know, and you know, Anthony Coles, for those of you who don't know, he's a hypnotist, one of the premier hypnotists here in Las Vegas. And
one of?
Oh, the.
Thank you.
The premier hypnotist of Las Vegas. And honestly, his show's been around since 6th year being here.
6 years, at the Paris.
At the Paris. And that's congratulations. That's a great, great gig. And I mean, I'm sure all our listeners want to know, being a hypnotist, you know, when you have a girlfriend,
he just wants to know how easy it is to get girls naked.
How easy? No, even better than that. You know, when they are naked, do you hypnotize them to be a sheep, then make love to them?
No, not sheep. Goats sometimes.
Goats would be awesome. because that's what I mean. I'm not the only one who wants to know this. It's like having a superpower.
It's like when you take them to the edge of a cliff, right? You put their feet in your gumboots. And then when you push forward, they push back. It's great.
You know, you want to go there. As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Cool uses his powers for good.
Yeah, he does.
Good, clean, dirty fun.
Good, clean, dirty fun. That's what the show is all about. It's about, you know, bringing that sexy side, that edge to hypnotism. And it is a fantastic show. I've only seen it once. That was a while
Shame
ago.
Shame on you.
I know. You know, I need to see. You know, Anthony is always surrounded by gorgeous women. Gorgeous women.
You never know what's going to happen
in
his show.
You know, and it's always, you know, it walks that fine line. Yeah. It walks that fine line. It's like, okay, that's great. And no, man, that's completely wrong.
People ask me why I put my beautiful ushers, and I use beautiful girls, and I put them in schoolgirl outfits, right? So they're wearing, you know, the flat little skirts and the thigh highs, and then the shirt's done up. And people say, why do you do that? I say, well, because I can.
You know, absolutely right.
Do I need another excuse?
No, you don't.
No.
I mean, that's why people come here to see. And, you know, just to let everybody in on, you know, Anthony Cools, he doesn't just do hypnotism. He's an accomplished entrepreneur. He runs your own print company. He's been out here. And you said that you established the first LED truck.
Yes.
That, you know, that tours around. That, you know, you the first guy out there doing these cool inventive things that haven't been seen here on the Strip that people are actually now adopting.
Absolutely. Actually, I prefer stealing, but that's fine.
Yeah, they're stealing your idea, you know. Copyright.
You know, I thought about it, but you can't. It'd be too hard to trademark the idea, but I came up with a concept about a year and a half, actually, before we put the first truck out there, and I said, you know what, this is the way of the future. And I was so worried about everybody, you know, coming after me, and they did. The other billboard companies were like, hey, listen, you can't do this, it's illegal. Listen, every limousine in town's got an LED light on the side of it now.
You're right.
Yeah,
I mean,
good for the goose, good for the gander. So, you know, I took the leap of faith. I invested a lot of time and an oodle boatload of money into this thing. and it paid off. You know, I mean, it took a chance and it went.
Man, it's very rare you get to see people who are taking risks, not only in the entertainment field, but the business field as well. So it's congratulations on that. I mean, it's a definitely a tough market right now for everybody.
Well, that's the time to be doing it, though. I mean,
if you have the capital to burn, I agree. Now is a good time to be getting out there, putting yourself out there in the forefront if you have that kind of capital.
I did have the foresight to be saving my pennies, and I saved my pennies my whole life. And I always said, you know, I wish I was alive in the 30s. You know, because if that was...
Yeah, you know, because ladies and gentlemen, he might look like he's 60, but, you know, he's only about 42.
That's right. Well, you know, when you could buy a house for $50, you know, I mean, if you save your pennies, and that's exactly what happened. We had the worst economic conditions since the dirty 30s. So, I mean, this is the time to be investing. If you can be buying houses and condos for $20,000, $25,000, you know, I mean, you do it.
But keeping on the tech thing, you know, I mean, with the LED screens and how much you invested, I mean, you are somebody who is in front. I mean, he shows me his iPhone 4, and then I find out that he can actually control his whole house.
Yes.
You know, like I said, we were making fun of him earlier that he's the Bruce Wayne of Las Vegas.
Ah, I like that.
He's like the Bruce Wayne. He has like the really cool rad cars and, you know, like an exotic, you know, with the noble. You know, he's out there, you know. And, you know, Anthony Coles, let's let everybody know that he's a details guy. He pays attention to the details because, you know, that, you know, the handles on your windows, they need to be hollowed out so your car can be, you know, like 3 ounces lighter.
Right.
Those are all important things when you only can drive, you know, normally, you know, 50, 60 miles per hour here in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. You can only go as fast as the car ahead of you. But at the end of the day, I can get there a lot faster.
That is a bonus, you know. I mean,
it's not about speeding. It's about the ride.
It is about, you know, and that ride can pick up some hot chicks, tell you, dude.
And enough of the details makes a huge difference in the final product, right?
Absolutely right. But, I mean, tell us a little bit about, I mean,
you just want to know about the girls, right?
Jay needs to know about the girls. Okay. I mean, because I'm a married man over here. Mm. I can just live vicariously through Jay and you.
All right.
You know,
You're not the first person that said that to me, by the way. Not the first person at all.
Okay, who's the second? Or the third, or the fourth, or all of them.
A good friend of mine, Grant Hall, who lives up in Montreal, Canada, he just called me and says, "What are you doing?" I says, "Nothing." He says, "Tell me what's going on. I need to live vicariously through your eyes."
I get all the time. You were just telling me that you're in the process of getting a new show underway here.
Well, I'm helping out with a new show. You know, I'm a firm believer in lifting myself up by lifting up everybody around me. And this town has got not enough people like that in it. It really doesn't.
I absolutely agree with you. And it's hard because everybody's out to get their own. Everybody's out for them in a lot of ways. But, you know, it's when you see people who are, you know, and they have a good product.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good product. It's to find backing and have faith in that product will succeed. It's a hard thing to find here. So that's great. I mean, do you do a lot of other community type?
Well, I wouldn't say community stuff, but, you know, I mean, for example,
producing
the other hypnosis show. The year's 2005 or something like that. They're playing at Bourbon Street, you know, that casino that literally fell to the ground and it was condemned, right? Do you remember Bourbon Street? So Flamingo,
yeah.
Right by the Bell?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're playing this room, and they're, you know, it's a hell room. You know, location is so critical in this
location
town.
Location.
Absolutely. That's why we're on the 44th floor for this baby.
That's right. 44th floor.
That's
next
right.
To the Korean taco plant.
So, you know, the casino literally gets condemned. They lose their showroom. And I help them. I call them up. I pull the strings to get their show opened up, which is direct competition with me. You know, I mean, name somebody else in this town that would open up competition for themselves. And you know what? These guys are great.
Well, at least you like a challenge.
I do like a challenge. I really do.
And there's women in this car. Come on. I'm Anthony Coles.
I really do love a challenge. I'm not going to lie about that. You know, turn the pressure on. It's fun.
And that's great. And, you know, you have a topless review also coming out.
No, just helping out with one.
Just helping out with one. All right.
I donated some time and some lights and some sound and some staging.
And hey, that's 95% of the show right there.
Yeah.
Light, sound, and staging is 95% of the show. You know, coming from that, I'm a producer as well, Toxic Audio. You know, yeah, we're great. It's fun to be singers, but if you don't have the proper sound and lights, you're just another group out there trying.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what makes the show. And honestly, that's when you come here to Las Vegas, when all when everybody comes here to Las Vegas, you need to go see Anthony Cools because he does pay attention to all that. It's lighting, it's sound, it's and yeah, honestly,
timing. And it's timing. It's the schoolgirls. You know,
it's the schoolgirls. It's all
it's
details.
It's
details. It's details. And honestly, you could actually get a copy of the show that you just saw. You know, so if you were just on stage or your friend was just on stage, you can get a copy of the show right then and there, burn the DVD, and out the door. I mean,
literally by the time you leave the theater, it's ready.
It is ready. Yeah. I mean, there isn't anybody else that does that in town.
Not that I know of.
No, there isn't anybody else who is that hooked in, who cares that much about lights and sound, to really put something together like that to offer your audience.
We just put a 3D movie into it, too.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, you like it? Because it's got boobs in it. That's why you like it.
But, you know, it's just interesting because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it just, you know.
Wait, does it have boobs in it?
It does have
boobs. It's got two sets of boobs.
But, like, just periodically.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you
come see the show. You're just waiting for the show to start, and you just. Occasionally something walks by the screen and it'll grab your attention. Then all of a sudden the girls start walking up and down the stairs, and you're like, oh.
You think boobs would be enough to grab your attention?
But you don't see those right away.
Oh. He builds He's up, also a man he, with a sheep. There's,
he builds
you know,
up.
There's the dog.
Yeah,
I mean,
and,
really,
and honestly.
You think I'm kidding. I'm not. There's a guy with a sheep that, you know.
And then, honestly, we could do without Carrot Top pouring milk all over himself in 3D.
That was very nice of him to do that.
Well, it was very nice, but we could do without it.
Yeah, well, it's funny as hell.
Yes, it's funny.
See, there's a line, people. There's a line. And, you know, Carrot Top pouring milk is a little bit over the line. Line for me.
But it's okay for the two girls to be pouring
milk. Yeah, that's fine.
That's
fine.
Okay.
No, completely okay.
You guys are being shitty about that.
You know, I'm sorry.
It's funny.
Kid,
I mean, it was
you know?
Funny, but I would much rather see girls do it.
That's the whole thing. It's supposed to be funny.
It is funny.
Well, there you go.
You just don't expect to see Carrot Top in 3D. That's
twice.
Yeah, twice.
Yes.
So at your show at the Paris, mm-hmm. You do one show a night.
One show a night,
except for on Monday and Wednesday.
They're my drinking nights.
You know what? Flip Cup nights.
That's usually when Flip Cup is, okay. Monday or Wednesday.
Because we've got to prioritize people. Well. You know? And even God rested, so why Anthony Cools have to take a couple days off?
We start early. We get rolling at 7, so we're drunk and done by midnight. So,
yeah,
you know,
and then everybody's in the pool.
That's fun, isn't it? Little Flip Cup tournaments are fun. They are a blast.
Yeah, I'll make one of them one of these days.
You need to.
You know, I'll try to make one of them. You know, my
schedule's
so busy being a father, too.
You can even see
too.
Girls fight. At his Flip Cup tournament.
We had Hooters girls go fist
cups. Oh, wasn't Brittany on this show? Brittany was on this show. That girl's fiery.
Oh, yeah.
That girl's got
She picked on the two worst people to possibly pick on. My personal assistant of 5 years and my theater manager. I mean, out of all the people, there's 60 people there. Out of the two girls you're going to pick a fight with, those are the wrong two girls to pick a fight with.
Yeah. I mean, that's just bad form at that point.
No, sorry, you're not Hooterific. Get out.
You know,
sorry about that, you know.
You know, and that's amazing. Hey, everybody's struggling, you know, even the Hooters girl, you know, trying to put herself through college.
We've added referees in the Flip Cup tournaments.
Oh, you added referees.
Oh, yeah.
This is serious. I've never actually
joke.
Gotten
videotape. We videotape the ends, because sometimes we're not Jay's team, ever.
I've gotten better. You at least admit I've gotten better.
You've gotten better. So now instead of losing by 10 miles, you're losing by 1. So that's
great. I stayed in the last time pretty long.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long?
3 rounds. I've never made a 3rd round before.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I didn't know that. I take that back. I take that back. I mean, honestly, that's
this
really
sounds like a really competitive event.
It is.
Videotaped endings.
He actually called in one time and made a big deal that I lost to girls, but you lost to girls last time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anthony Cool never loses to girls. Bruce Wayne lost.
No,
Vegas.
They
Bruce
added
Wayne
cameras because the one tournament they got really heated.
And heated. Heated.
I'm gonna get heated in Flip Cup.
If you have no.
I really do have to come to the next one.
You definitely. Do, because it gets crazy.
Was it like a third Friday, third Wednesday of every month or something like that?
About every 5 to 6 weeks we do one. Yeah, but we added flames onto the stage surrounding the trophy. We put flamethrowers up. I'm not kidding.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, details. If you roll with Anthony Cools, you know.
And you play Flip Cup at my house.
And you play Flip Cup at my house.
We got flames.
Flames and boobs.
Flames.
Wings sometimes from Hooters.
Actually, every time they've done it.
Every time
Hooters sponsors the event. Yeah.
And we just did an event last night at Hooters. We do a karaoke event. So for those of you who have never been to karaoke at Hooters on Tuesday, you have to come check it out.
Quit wheezing my gig. Come on, we're talking about me right now. Quit wheezing my gig, okay?
You know, you see, it's all about him, isn't it?
Right.
It is. It is. It's all about him.
But it is awesome. It is great to be here. So, but you also, like, so getting back to the technical side of things.
Yes.
You said you have your whole house wired to your iPhone.
Yes.
You can basically control the
lights
gate to get in.
Gates, you know, everything, you know, that's...
It's Batman shit, dude.
You really have way too much time on
your
hands.
He's got the cool cars. He's got the cool toys. He's Batman.
Hot chicks.
In reality, he is Batman.
Why
you got to figure out where it is. You know, it's like the Batcave.
Now we just got to get him to wear spandex, and then we'd be like, that would be awesome.
I don't think
that's... Like,
see, if he went as Batman for Halloween, people would be like, that's the best costume.
Really?
Yeah, because you have all the gadgets... The cars, yeah, the women.
You know, I never see Batman, you know, slinging like, you know, two or three girls walking down the road.
Not Batman, but Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne, yes. Bruce Wayne does.
He had the Lambo, two girls swimming in the fountain, bought the hotel. Remember the scene?
Yes.
I remember the scene because I was there with my girlfriend. She said, that is so you, dude.
Yeah, so you.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, the Lambo, the girls, that's so you. I'm like, shut up.
You know, come on, he's humble. Come on, he helps out. He helps everybody else, so might as well live up to...
humble. I wouldn't say that. But I would say that, you know, I like to lift people up by lifting them. I lift myself up by lifting others up around me. I would say that.
And honestly, I'll tell you right now,
yeah?
Maybe you're not humble because it does take a hell of a lot of ego to survive in this industry. I'll tell you, to be an entertainer, you got to be out there and you have to be good and you have to be confident. And that can... I do the same thing. You want to get out there and... Yeah, I have a big ego when it comes out there to get out there and do a good show.
Being on stage, you have to have an ego.
You have to have it. Because if you don't, and
there's going to be somebody... you alive if you don't.
Yes, and there will be somebody else trying to steal your gig.
Absolutely.
And, well, in your case, you'll be trying to train your protege to steal your gig.
We don't do proteges. Never do. When I retired, that's when I let all the secrets out. Because you're right, it's the details.
It is the details, and that's... I mean,
why would you want to retire from anybody to make anybody like hump furniture?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't see retirement anywhere in my future, and because I'm self-employed, I can do this till I'm
dead. Right.
You know, and I enjoy.
Oh, come on,
it
it's not like it's a physical,
He gets 80-year-old ladies on stage to, you know, pretend they're doing oral sex.
When I'm giving an orgasm up on stage, which is usually a dozen a night, okay, you get some bigger girls. So I had a girl up on stage, had a bigger girl. No, I'm talking like pushing 350, okay?
That's a big girl. Hey, Jay, you can probably handle that, bro.
Yeah,
I might be able to.
When she grabs my hand and she starts having an orgasm, and she pulls down me. I'm sorry, I'm 175 pounds, and you know, like that's half her weight, and she's pulling me. That's physical. I'm sorry. That's physical comedy. That's physical. Let's see Barry Manilow do that. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
He
loves Barry. Nice show and all, but, you know.
He doesn't get orgasms.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I've seen Barry's show. Some of the women, they'd be throwing their... Barry Manilow! Yeah, it's... And I don't like
that's
being
my
there.
Mom, I think.
That's your mom?
I think it was my mom. I'm like, Mom.
God, stop.
I don't want to see you like that.
Mom, I'm throwing the thong. I'm using the full panty. Oh, that changes everything, Mom. Thank you very much for that. I had to go there. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean... You haven't always been here. You sound like you're from the central...
Alba, Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hear sorry a lot. I mean, I'm like, I'm sorry, too.
You sorry?
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. Okay.
We'll go back to the tape and I'll show you.
All right.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Anthony take part in I Can't Get Behind That.
Sounds like a good time.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? was the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. 2 pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom.
Now God, I'm in the number one. Now 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 I'm in the number one.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do 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 bom.
The other day, I ate a cold water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do 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 bom.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom.
Gow gow woo.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor with Anthony Cools.
Yeah, good times.
And a new segment on the show seems to be taking a lot of interest with a lot of our listeners. I've gotten email, people having their own suggestions of things they can't get behind.
And we all have things that we can't get behind. We
you
just
don't
like,
think you do, and then all of a sudden you start
like,
thinking
you know
about
what, when you're standing out there, you know, at McDonald's, and the dude who's trying to take your order doesn't speak English, and you're like, I can't get behind that, man. It's horrible.
How hard is it to take an order at McDonald's? They have a picture of the Big Mac on the register.
You know
just,
what I? You know what
just
I hate?
Push that.
You know what I hate is when the special burger. Don't order the special burger. If you're going to order the special burger, get in the back of the line. Because you know what? You want the Big Mac with the half bun, and you want the middle slice of bread gone, and you want 2 slices of cheese, and you want easy lettuce.
And those high-maintenance
Burger King.
You take your special burger and get the fuck to the back of the line. That's what I'm going to say right now.
All right. Let's get this started, then. All right. Jam on.
All right. So it is. I can't get behind that. You want to start it, or you want me to start it?
You know what? Okay. You go ahead and start it.
All right. This one came up. Well, I was just recently visiting Disneyland. Strollers at theme parks. I don't mind a stroller at a theme park, but the strollers that are the size of a SUV or a Hummer seems to be a little ridiculous. They are everywhere at Disneyland. First off, if your kids are in a stroller, they're probably too young to be visiting the park because they have no idea what the hell's even going on there. And second of all, you're walking down Main Street and this woman charges you in the opposite direction on the sidewalk and says, "Excuse me, I have a stroller." Get the freak off the sidewalk. You know?
Yeah,
I can't get behind strollers at Disneyland.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you, I was just in Nebraska for 10 days. All of them walk in the middle of the street. I mean, you have a car in New York. If you're in New York City and you have they will run your ass over in New York City. In Nebraska, they are entitled to walk in the middle of the street, and then they look at you like, "I'm walking here," you know. I'm like, "You must be out of your mind." Another thing that I was in Nebraska for 10 days. It is my version of purgatory. It is bad. It is bad. If there was any kind of punishment between heaven and hell, it would be called Nebraska. And you know what? There aren't any black people in Nebraska. You know, I can't get behind that.
Very lovely. Okay, so let's picture this. You're on a freeway. It's 6 lanes wide. And you've got 6 cars driving in perfect parallel at the exact same speed, 5 miles per hour under the speed limit. Do people not realize that the left-hand lane in all lanes is for passing? If you're driving a constant speed, stay in the right-hand lane. It's pretty basic stuff.
Hey, they're all from Nebraska.
They've got to be from Nebraska. They're, you know, definitely not used to seeing people walking down the highway anyway. You know what? I can't get behind that.
Nice. Coinstar change machines. You know, these little green things that got...
Oh, I love those things, man. My kids have a good time with them.
Well, yeah, but first off, it says it's free. It's not free.
No,
it takes 1/4 of a cent off of everything you make, which is not a big deal. But the problem I have with it is the people that don't know how to use it.
How can you not? The directions are right there.
The directions are there. They have a video to help you if you have any problems. But I actually saw a blonde woman trying to figure this out well on the cell phone. She had no idea what the hell was going on. Like, take your bag of coins, dump it in the slot, and hit start. But she just, she was shoving things into the slot.
She was also from Nebraska.
she must have been.
You're going to have a lot
of people. So, Coinstar change machines, learn how to use them, because I can't get behind that.
You know what? I am really glad that the word douchebag got back into the forefront of the human vocabulary. It is a fantastic word. You know, to see you know what? That guy over there, he's a douchebag. You know what? That girl over there, she's freaking being a douche. You know, it's fantastic. What I can't get behind are the people that censor themselves. You know, like D-bag, a-hole, you know, it's unacceptable. Why said douchebag is not even a bad word, but you're going to sit there and censor yourself? I know what the hell you mean. Don't censor yourself. It's not a bad word. You know what? I can't get behind that.
I love it.
Okay. Good one, D-bag.
Hey, douchebag. D-bag, it's all you.
Okay, so you know what? I've got one thing to say. Facebook version 3.22 for iPhone. It has got the absolute worst updates, period. You can't see your friends. You can't do anything on Facebook, period, anymore. You can't chat. You can't add anybody. You can't search anybody. You can't see your people's friends anymore. Why do people put an updated piece of software out there that's worse than the original and then not fix it right away? It's been 3 weeks. And you know what? I can't get behind that.
Freaking awesome. This one was actually emailed to us from Mike, who has a problem with Del Taco hot sauce racism.
Mike has got serious issues.
He does, but he's great because he comes up with them every week. When they ask me at the drive-thru if I want hot sauce, I say, yes, please. And guess what I always get? Mild sauce? And he goes, no, hot sauce. I guarantee you if Juan did the same thing, he'd get hot sauce. What, my gringo ass can't deal with spicy? He can't get behind that.
You know what? I can't get behind. There are procedures now that are to help you stop sweating, stop the female menstrual cycle. And you know what? The body has these, you know, mechanisms to expel harmful things in the body. Where the hell does the bad stuff go? All right? If you stop sweating, where does it go? I mean, it has to go somewhere. I mean, for the menstrual cycle, that's great. You know, you're keeping all that crazy just bottled up in your body. And where does it go? It goes straight to your brain. And you know what? I'll tell you right now, I'm happy my wife gets her period once a week. Once a month. Thank you. Once a month.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Wow.
Hey,
no,
she gets it once a month.
Hell.
Yeah. At least I know she has it once a month, so I can plan. I can plan for when the crazy's coming, and then I can tread on eggshells and, you know, tread lightly for when the time when the dark curtain hangs over.
Is it a dark red curtain?
It's a dark red. Yeah, the dark red curtain. Nice. Yeah. The dark red curtain is veiled over my eyes at that point. And it helps me plan my time. And you know what? I can't get behind anything that's helped stop any natural bodily function. I just can't get behind that.
Nice.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right. This is a real quick one from Christopher Laporte. He says he can't get behind the Labyrinth of Cones on Durango and the 215.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
It's a freaking maze over there.
Yeah, all the construction out here in Las Vegas, they have, you know, cones that just looks like you're going through a maze. You can't go, you know, should I go left? Should I go right? I don't know. Go right through the middle. You know, it's...
And why do they do the construction at the heaviest times? You know, like long weekends, Saturday night. Hey, let's rip up Flamingo. You know, why?
They cut off the main vein from 215 to the highway that I couldn't even access 15, the main highway that runs parallel to Las Vegas, because they just decided, oh, you know what? We need to work right now. You know?
Yeah, exactly. When was it? Probably, you know, rush hour, the busiest day of the week or something like that.
You know, we're not the smartest when it comes to, you know.
Flamingo between Bally's and the Flamingo Hotel has been shut down for like 2 years at night. It's just the most ridiculous thing.
You know what? I can't get behind that.
All right, we got to wrap this up because you're on your way, and Thank you for stopping by, Mr.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Well, once again, it's great having you here. We wish you all the success on your show. And it's been great. Anthony has been a real big supporter of the show here at
That means I've done it twice, right?
Well, but you also gave, he also gives a lot of cool free tickets to come see your show.
That's right.
And a lot of our listeners have been out there to go see you.
I did do that, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I did.
Yes.
Okay. And as you can see, he's a man who pays attention to the details without even knowing the details. It's a brilliant thing.
Where are my pants?
And thank you for stopping by.
Hey, my pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Thank you.
Now the bell's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressing black. Well, it's been so long and lonely, sweet. Well, let her get back. Turn me off.